Hi. How you doing? I'm in Atlanta. God, am I happy. Every night I walk into tranquility. Everything's perfect. I'm in such a good mood. It's like if they put comedy in the type of room that you would get a massage in. Everything would be perfect. So you could enjoy the experience of a massage. That's how it is for comedy. I'm being totally serious. Why would I lie? Oh, I am being serious. So today's show, I'm here with, I actually met Sandra Van Garden tonight. Sandra, go ahead, say hi.
I don't even know how to do it anymore. I haven't done it for...
Hello?
Hello? You can only say hello. You get like, to get back into the mode, you have to go, hello? Hi, Sandra, it's Todd.
Hello?
Preston Smith, who did a set
it's
tonight.
Douglas now. I got a name change.
Oh, shut up. Preston Douglas, anyway.
But it's, hey, it's, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Preston Smith.
Yeah, he has some real great tweets. So, hold on, let me go nice and slow. I'm thinking of doing a show where we, a podcast every week. Well, I always like to drop serious shows separately, but what if I have a show, if people hate it, they hate it, because there's something about eating and talking, it's just, it's like really fun sometimes, because you can eat and do a show where all we eat and talk, we don't hide that we eat, either people will go, I just can't take it, or I don't know, maybe it's something to try, I would never do it on the regular show, because it is disturbing while you're eating, but maybe if that was the show, like once a month, I don't know, I just have so many great ideas.
Yeah.
Sad. Anyway, today's show. Okay, so
who's the guest?
Don't be rude. So Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason were going to do it, and then Rob last minute couldn't do it. So which we're going to have Rob and Ian back again together. But anyway, so. Rob said, Ian said, I'll still do it, even though Rob had to cancel. Hope I said that right. But he couldn't get there till about 9 o'clock. So my friend Troy came by. Said, Troy, come on and hang out at the podcast, and we'll do a short podcast while we wait for Ian Carmel. I'm laughing because it's just it's funny. I'm over-explaining it. But anyway.
Oh, Troy?
What?
Oh, Troy?
Troy? So Troy came by, and he brought his friend... who I knew once I saw her, Eliza Skinner. And so she was just hanging out. And then I was like, how do I say this? She's fucking hilarious. Like, I couldn't believe it. Not I couldn't believe it. It's a treat. It's like to watch someone like that. Hey, I think I'm funny, but you know what? It's a different type of funny. It's this... It was so much fun. I felt like I was a kid in a candy store because we were able to throw bits at her, and she would just do it. Her and Ian would just fucking take whatever we gave them. And what?
It's the best.
It's the best. I'm on fresh air right now, but so that was a bonus. If she wants to, I hope she comes back and just does an hour or a whole show, not an hour, a whole show with us, just with her. Because if she wanted to do it, I would love to have it because it was like she was having me laughing so hard I was pounding the chair. That type of laughter. Jen Kirkman gets so jealous. She does. She goes, all other women comedian are dirty, filthy whores. All right, so today's show, I had so much fun. You know what, at the end, Ian ends the whole show singing a song. I was going to say, oh, edit it down. But you know what, you'll listen to it. Once he starts singing, that's the end, so... But I couldn't stop listening. He's a breath of fresh air. She's fun. Everybody's fun.
We're all having fun.
Everybody's having fun. Sandra, let me take a call. Sandra, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Anyway.
Oh.
The book, it was big book. Hey, I'm telling you, you know how once in a while I ask for favors? Leave a review about the book. Wherever you go, I'm telling you, it majorly helps. I'm not even asking you to buy it. If you wanted to buy it, you would have bought it. So I'm not going to please buy the book. But if you bought it already, please leave. Even if you didn't read the book, leave a review.
Did you not know that you're up for a Pulitzer, Todd?
I'm up for a Pulitzer. Shut the fuck up.
Are you just saying that?
All right, I gotta go.
This is getting way too long.
Opening. It's from my heart, though.
You once did an opening for 14 minutes. I see. This might be a short intro.
Preston Douglas. He really knows how to make me feel better. Todd, relax. You once did intro for 14 minutes. This is nothing. All right, I think that's it. Hold on. Hold tight.
Well, I guess that's it. Enjoy the show. Take it easy. Take it easy. You understand me? Stop it. Stop. You're revving at such a high pace today. Hey, no, it's not a joke. You don't go, oh, I get it, what Todd wants me to do. No, I fucking stop. Take a deep breath. 50% of the audience did it. The other 50 went, I'm just not in that mood. Hey, I'll never know. You could fool me. It's pre-recorded. I'm not playing any games. So you'll be able to fool me if you don't do it. Take a deep breath. Really take. Come in of your in your mouth. Come in your mouth. Oh, my God. Come in. Breathe in your mouth. I'm not erasing it because I can't. And I'm not redoing this whole opening. Breathe in your mouth. Breathe in your mouth. Out of your nose. In your mouth. Out of your nose. I think I got a headache. You know what? Breathe regularly and enjoy your day.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass on pre-author Eve. Our guest tonight, we should make it really big every time you do that. Our guest tonight, until Ian Carmel gets here, Troy Conrad. Oh, a new opening, amazing. Like we've never done it before. Sitting at the soundboard as usual, or the board that does the knobs and shit. Aristotle! Thank you.
Tom, I have a question.
Hold on, we're not done the intro.
Oh, okay.
And, ladies and gentlemen, his grandmother calls him Jacobs, but we call him Jake Adams. I didn't like that last one. I think Jake deserves more than that. Jake Adams! I love it. Just to use the trumpet, I will make up shit to do. And, okay, bring the reverb out. Okay, I got it. Right from the start. I realize one thing every week when I do the show. Nobody's in a hurry but me sometimes. I think everyone else is in a hurry, so I get in a hurry. And the best thing I can tell myself to start out the show is slow down. And I'm very happy to be here. And it hasn't been here in a long time. Martin Diller at the drums. You know what? If I'm going to say on the drums, Martin, really, you know, do something that people like a beat. Like, you know, on the drums, Martin Diller. I think, you know what? You don't be a show-off. Seriously, it's not a good quality. Jesus Christ, I asked, why am I doing these characters in my head? Everything I do is the guy who, like, that's not the way I feel, but it's funny, the guy who, anyway, and you haven't been back in a while, Mike Rocha.
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't you going to play anything? I mean, this is your opportunity. You don't know what, I haven't introduced this woman here yet, she could be from the Trumpet Society of America.
Yeah.
And no, seriously, you don't know. You don't know, when somebody asks you to play, what if you were on David Letterman and he goes, you want to play something? You think you're going to pass that opportunity to show off your talents? Mike, give it everything you got. Everything you got. The best you have. Go. That was so perfect. Because it wasn't like, it was like, yeah, you play, but like, oh. And you're like, there, I didn't hit any flat notes. No, later you'll get a chance to do what you do. I'm going to be honest. I think it's better to admit it, even though some people say I shouldn't. I got fresh air before the show. I never get fresh air before the show. I always wait halfway through. I get the
What does that mean?
Fresh air, pot.
Oh, okay.
But Troy.
Yeah.
And listeners, how you doing? Everybody, is everybody good? You're sitting at home. Just pick two people and talk to them, Troy. Pick somebody. You know they got it. Make up a name. They're there. Mike, Bill.
It's actually going to be Leonard and Cody.
What do you think the odds are that there's a Leonard and Cody listening? Because if they are, they got to go apeshit.
Well, they are. Actually, Todd, I'm sorry to kind of correct you on this. They are listening. They're sitting. One of them's in a 1985 refurbished leather ottoman. The other one is in a beanbag. let me just tell. They have wood floors. They have
Stop. No, you're going to continue. I mean, let me interject. If this person exists, if I was sitting home and someone guessed this and they were right so far, I'd eat the sofa. I don't care how long it took me.
You're going to get an email, and there's going to be a Leonard and a Cody. And by the way, it could be Lenny and a Cody. I think that would still qualify.
I don't know why. Hold on. I got to relax myself. I play meditation music to relax me. Okay. I want to stop you for 1 second, and I'm going to remember and be professional.
Okay.
Eliza Skinner is just hanging out today.
Yeah, she's here hanging out. It's
and
awesome.
Don't think because I don't know you. I found that. I mean, thank you. Eliza Skinner, ladies and gentlemen. Troy and me were having a nice conversation about you before the show. If you heard good things. Very good things. Troy goes a little crazy. I don't know, like, what would that mean? What kind things could you be saying where you went crazy? Okay, act like that would be. So Eliza Skinner's here, and I know that one of your talents besides being funny is that you can sing. So did I already say this? Later in the show, I'll probably be like, oh, why don't you just come on over? I didn't even. Oh no, I didn't know you could sing.
By the way, I don't know. I have never seen Eliza sing the way that you like singing. So I don't know if I don't know what the.
Wait, don't put pressure on her. I'm sure whatever
Are you a musical theater person?
Troy, shut up.
No, I'm just saying. Your stuff is much more. You have very.
Oh, you mean when
standards.
I sing?
No. When you put songs together,
I was
so
excited. I really thought he was being serious. Jake, don't laugh. I thought he was like, Todd, when you sing, it's good. I thought, oh my God, does Troy think I can sing good? Is
Todd,
he like that out of it?
You're an amazing singer.
Really? You're not just saying it?
No, Todd.
Be a kiss ass, and you want. Here's the thing: I'm renting a place above my garage, and you want it, so you are over the top. I mean, the director just stopped you, and he went, "Troy, really do it over the top more. This is a parody of a parody." Okay.
You don't even have to get put that. I, you're amazing.
You really think I can sing good?
Todd, you're one of the best I've ever. Look, I listen to stuff. That's what I do.
No, you're being totally honest. You swear to the good Lord.
I've not heard anyone with your voice.
Oh. I don't think of me as a singer. I always think it's not that great.
That's totally wrong. Look, I have an app, by the way, on my phone that shows levels of how amazing people are.
Do you want me to do a little? I could do a little.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying before.
That's where you get caught.
Right.
I'm such a good singer. Right. Oh, let me sing for you. Nah, it's fine. I trust you. You don't trust somebody. It's supposed to be a treat if I sing.
No, but you still should push it and say you should want to sing.
I should do what? I should act more
No,
you really mean it?
Yeah, no, you're the best I've ever heard. I mean, I listen to a lot.
The best you ever heard?
I listen to opera where there's only like a few people that have the genetic gift.
Okay, I got to stop the bit. Now you're going
to
all be the buffoons when I ask you guys, you're all kiss ass too. So you just hear a rumbling of, oh yeah, oh good, yeah, oh sure. You know, it's like no one tells me the truth. That's what this bit is sort of morphing into something else.
I'll
ask them. I go, guys, is he telling the truth? You're like, oh yeah, it's all just, it's mumbles, it's positive words sort of to the side of the mic. So hold on, back to the bit. So Troy, you're telling me that you really think I'm a good singer? You know I'm renting my apartment.
I would
the garage. I'd like to have you listen, because most of the people that sing, I sing, they go, shh, keep it down. But you being honest? You swear to God you're being honest?
This has nothing to do with the apartment, okay? But I wouldn't even use the word good, because that's an understatement.
I mean, and you know, I mean,
I could listen to your voice all day. Like,
shut the fuck up. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Can I ask you? I'm like a professional?
Yeah. I would say you're at least a notch above a professional. I don't even know what that is, but.
Hold on.
I'm saying you should have been paid before, certainly before now.
Can I ask you a question? Guys, and be honest with me. Everybody in this room, you be honest.
Nothing but honest.
Can I sing good? Is it?
Yeah, Todd. You like American Idol, like voice? Like, I mean, you're not even like game show. You're more of just, you know, like singing in your shower. I mean, like, wait, that's not underrated. You're really, it's something to hear you. Have you ever been there and you hear somebody's voice and you're like, oh, wait, what? What?
I mean, that's a pretty resounding affirmation of your
talent. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do, and I really appreciate it. Right. And especially from Eliza, because I feel like she doesn't know me. Why would she have to lie? So just Eliza, be honest. Like, we can pick you up. Be honest. Look me in the eyes. I'm really asking you to be honest with me. Hold on. Well, so really, I mean, I'm asking you to be honest. Like, you really think I can sing? Oh my God! I mean, you're being really serious.
Why would I lie?
Oh, guys, I tell you the truth. By the way, even though I know this is a bit, I'm loving it because I'm really. Why not soak it in a little? Hey, let's do one where I'm really handsome. No, guys, seriously, why shouldn't I turn the bit? It's gonna make me feel good. Guys, be honest with me. I never think of myself as handsome.
Well, look, I've always said you're a young Zac Efron, and
well, you.
No, I mean, that's just... No, I'm serious.
A young Zac Efron.
Yeah,
not even... You're such a motherfucking kiss-ass.
Oh, no, I mean,
that not only are you going to say I look like Zac Efron, but you're going to go a young.
Well, do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, Todd,
from the movies? Yeah, I mean, he can be in movies for sure.
I mean,
Zac Efron,
Todd,
didn't do all the shitty movies? Yeah, then I get it. I agree 100%. Then, yeah, he's like a young Zac Efron. Look at young Zac Efron before the movie tour. Like, fantastic. Like, really
Todd, what they're trying to say is you could play his younger brother or
his son. Here's how you open these people up. You know, you can go up to people like this, and if they're delusional, and you can get it out of them in real life.
Yeah.
Like, break the bit now, like I always do. Like, I used to have a friend that could go up to mall security guards. Now, I wouldn't have liked this bit because even when I was younger, I didn't want to have someone else be my joke is at their expense. It was never at their expense. He never broke character. The person never knew what you were doing. And some people would say that's still cruel. But you know what? I was younger. I don't know if I would do it now as an adult. But when I was like, 30. up to 30. I used to have a friend that would go up to mall security guards. He was so good. He actually was a doorman at a comedy club. And we would hang out at night. And he would do it. He would go up and go, how long you been a security guard? They're not stupid. They're guards up. You're like, yeah, cool, yeah. Because, you know, I did it for like 3 years. And he goes, it's a lot harder than a lot of people think. You get into a lot of stuff. And he would go, you could tell when he would get him loosened up and massaged.
No.
He'd be like, yeah, you do. And then he'd get him talking. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, and it was so much fun for me. So that's like this guy, right?
Yeah.
Am I going full circle here?
Yeah, totally.
You were telling me, what's
well,
the
bit? Only thing, the bit is that you have to say you want to demonstrate this stuff. So if you're, like when we say you're handsome stuff, then you say, oh, well, I do some runway work. You want me to do
right.
Like you have to have a thing that we
God,
can
God, I love you, Troy. I thought I got lost in the
yeah,
bit
no,
and I
no,
did.
I'll remember.
This all goes full circle.
The
okay,
bit
here
is
we go.
That you keep persistently
yes.
asking. Okay.
And by the way, talk about a pre-show. Let me explain what this is. I do a pre-show. And that I've even gotten to it yet. That's where I get a few,
right?
What I say, the serious stuff. I should give it another name besides the serious stuff. This is the pre-show, and then I start the show.
Right.
This, until you see this piece of paper being touched, we haven't started, and this is great. Look at what we give the people. The comedy we're doing now is a comedy piece that introduces the pre-show.
Yeah, and by the way,
this is the pre-show to the pre-show.
Can I just say that your pre-show to the pre-show is the best in the business?
Well,
I mean, that's true. By the way, that's completely
my right
true.
Here. My right here. My right here.
You motherfucking piece of shit. Son of a bitch. I fucking hate you.
Yes.
What happened?
It's so exciting.
Every
I started, and this is totally real energy. It's not. Hold on, Jake. Quiet down now. This is totally real energy, and I'll tell you why. And I started.
Chuck it up.
By the way, and I own it, and he's right. Sometimes when you hear a siren, you know, someone will say my ride's here. And I decided, yes, don't wait. The joke is so iconic at this point. You're not saying it like you thought of it. You just have to make that ironic joke. This is, by the way, this isn't what I really feel, but it is sort of half. But it's the silly rule we made up. I go, when we hear a siren, don't play cutesy. You fucking say my ride's here. Well, Letterman, about a month later, and I didn't know if it was the first time, but it's in a soundstage. You wouldn't think you would hear the siren. But a siren drives by, and he goes, my ride's here. You got it, Paul, right? You know, you got to say it. So now we made that thing, and I go, yeah, the person that says it first in that moment, I'm not saying you're better, you're worse. In that moment, they're quicker, and comedy's about timing. And in that moment, if there's games, if there's football or baseball, there's, you know, you work out your muscles, you stretch. That's a comedy muscle. And in that moment, he fucking beat me. And I think it might have been that I just didn't hear it.
Well,
I make an excuse, meaning I was taught. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the First National. He heard the siren first. Listen to the trumpet wailing away. Play that again. Just him. Just the trumpet. I want to put reverb. Turn my reverb off. Just reverb in the trumpet. Is that mic on? Play into that.
By the way, I feel like...
Play what you just played.
I feel like... Okay.
Reverb. Thank you. I like the drummery. I like to have a stand-up bass that fades. If I can get that guy that can do that, I'm looking for a guy on a stand-up bass, but he can fade out. Anyway, Paul F. Tompkins said it last week. He goes, yeah, because we're playing pre-recorded music. And I go, oh, I like how your band fades out. He goes, I have the only stand-up bass player who can fade out. But anyway, back to the bit. People go, it's okay if you get lost as long as you get back to the bit. So we're
do we want to do the bit where you're the great looking young Zac Efron, or do we want to do the one where it's you're the singer?
No, we did the singer, the great looking. No, do you guys? I love getting back to the bit. Some people think you got out of the bit so long, you're not going to get back into it. Man, you get back into it really fucking quick. Watch.
Yeah.
No, seriously, guys. No bullshit.
It's a true story.
Am I? Because I don't want to have a delusional. I'll tell you why I ask, and it's very vain, and I wouldn't ask except I really know you guys well.
Yeah.
I go out for auditions, and I don't know what. Like, you know, I tell my manager, I don't want to be one of those delusional... Listen,
yeah,
Troy.
Yeah, no, I'm
Troy,
listening.
I don't want to be one of these delusional guys. Hey, send me out for leading man roles. Okay, maybe you're not leading man. I want to know. So when I ask you guys, you're doing a disservice. It's good. I'll tell you the only reason I say it. One of the waitresses at the Improv the other night, she was like saying, you're like really handsome. And she's saying something about Alec Baldwin or something. But... My hair, but she said I had the hair of Alec Baldwin, but the face of Zac Efron. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Is she on crack or something? So what's the deal?
All right. What? First, this is an important question.
Do you swear to God?
I swear to, not just to God,
mm-hmm.
to every God that's ever been.
Troy, I hate to do this to you. I'm going to put a Bible out on the table.
Okay, all right.
Put your hand on that Bible.
My hand is on the Bible.
This means something to me, Troy. I swear on the Holy Bible.
Okay.
That I'm about to be 100% authentic, honest,
all right,
with my friend Todd.
I swear on this Holy Bible.
Put your hand on it.
I'm about to be
honest.
And what were the other things?
The honest is enough.
All right. I'm about to be completely honest and authentic about how you... okay. You look as if you should be going out for roles, which I think, by the way, your agent is probably making this mistake, probably sending you on auditions for someone who's 30. You need to be going out for the much younger dad, like the 24, 25.
Now, you guys, you never told me this. You know what? I hate to keep bringing you into this because it's like I bring you into the mess here. Eliza, do you realize that if you're dishonest with me right now, like I'm going to go out on auditions, I'm going to look like a fool? Don't worry about hurting my feelings now. No. Worry about making me look like an asshole when I'm in an audition for a leading man because I made my manager send me. Honestly, what are my looks?
Honestly, exactly what Troy said, like young dad. I feel this is kind of weird as a bit because you're like startlingly good looking.
I mean, already, yeah. It's not even.
Troy, shut up and let Liza talk.
I feel uncomfortable doing this.
Of course, I don't want her to talk. No, I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying. Like if... It's crazy. Can I tell you something? I feel like this really can cross the line of vanity. Am I better looking than Martin Diller, the drummer? I mean, because he's a good looking... If I look like that, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Look, do I look younger than Mike? Because when I see Mike, I look at a younger guy. What?
You're younger than him, right?
No, he's younger than me. He's a lot younger than me.
You're kidding me.
How old are you? 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think I was?
Like 25, 24.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I think she's honest. She works at Funny or Die. I mean, those people don't, they don't hire idiots.
Ask her if she wants one of your headshots to take home.
Oh, do you have headshots? Oh, my God, I would love
No, are you really, are you not just faking it? Are you really freaking out? Oh,
if
my
you
God.
Don't, it's okay. It's okay. Like,
Jake, is she bullshitting me?
No, I mean, you're you do things, and it's, you know, it's your looks are, people don't lie about looks, Todd.
Let me tell you something. I have,
I did see Aristotle sometimes looks at me funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think, am I good looking or something?
No, it's that thing when you see someone who's like really like a model, and you just go, oh my God, why is that person not on a runway, you know? And it throws you off a little bit. Just
ladies and gentlemen, that's the before the show. We'll be right back right after this.
That's right, folks. This is a real show. That was a bit that came out of nothing. That now we're ready to start the show. That's the pre-show. Other shows are like, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you. That's our show. Let you take it out. Let the trumpet. I call that feathering it out in the business. That's what they call it.
Yeah, is that right?
Well, hold on. Let's do it again. Just the end. I'll show you what we're going to do. So when I bring the music out, you take that last note home. People don't know. They think there's a whole band here. The one instrument plays longer than the pre-recorded. It sounds like everybody's here. Do you know what I'm talking about, Martin? Stop looking at me like you're lost, scared, nervous, and got shit in your pants.
Todd, can I just tell you, your music terminology is outstanding. I just noticed that you seem to always have a word for what different things can happen to different instruments.
Sure, you're great.
I don't
You're a surprise.
Know.
You're just, this is so much fun
no,
having
I'm
you here.
No, I'm just being
your
honest,
bits.
You
oh,
guys.
I know. I go back to the bit, too. Sure. No, I really appreciate it, because I thought sometimes I talk, they tell me I talk, you know, I just scream and yell dumb shit, but you're like.
No, you're educating people, Todd. You're educating people. It's like getting a degree in music education just to hear you
Shut
for 5 minutes.
I love characters like that.
I know.
I can't just. People go. By the way, the people that listen to the show, they're all right with me stopping the bits. Yeah. I can't not, or I'll fucking explode.
No.
I've got to. Here's. And by the way, I might have never had this clarity. I should put this on the opening of the show so people know why I do it. I do it because I get bits and soak them in like nobody else. And I can't not stop the bit, or I'll fucking explode unless I comment on it.
Yeah.
I have to comment. I have to stop.
Okay, by the way, will you make sure and say something like, so you have to offer, you have to say, oh, do you want me to demonstrate? Like, whenever you're a complimenter, remember, you have to say, oh, do you want me to demonstrate this
Oh,
thing?
You never
and then,
do.
And then we, like.
Do you want me to sing for you guys?
Oh, no, that's okay.
No, let me just sing for you guys.
No.
Hey, I'll be the face. I know you're starting that new campaign. If you want, I'll be the face of that soda product.
Oh, we just booked somebody on that today.
I'll do it for free. I don't care if you think I'm that handsome.
Oh, he's paying us to do it, or else I totally.
All right, listen, stop. Because there is a point when you can get, you know, too out of control.
Yeah. When bits go wild.
What I'd like to do right now.
We were ready to do something. Oh, that was the opening. Oh, we were going to feather it out. So can you play the last 5 seconds of that?
The last.
Of that song. The truth is marching on. All right. That was the same. Okay. But it was I don't know what's happening. Here's what I forget when I turn the music off here that you can still hear it in the headset. So what seems to be feathering in this room so perfectly is not feathering in the headsets. And the people at home are not happy. I get the phones are lighting up. I want phones. I can't have a real show unless I have phones. Oh, shit. Hello?
After the tone.
It's a professional show. That's why we have phones and we do effects. I don't care what phone sounds they are, as long as it's a phone sound. I can be like, oh, we're going to call somebody right now on the phone. Oh, yeah. One old-fashioned dial. People hear it at home. They're not paying attention. They think, oh, they are calling somebody. All right. Well, let me just dial somebody. All right, listen. Imagine dialing 911 in the day, or if you had to dial someone in an emergency. It's like, oh my God, there's someone in my yard. And then you pick up the phone. I'll call my sister. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. He's looking in the window. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I dialed it wrong. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Todd. This guy. Oh, my God. It's not 11111.
No, let me dial it again. Why am I really dialing it? Because it's hard not to do the bit. This is how people used to call people. I remember when I was little.
Yeah.
Two.
Yo, you must have been your, what? Your parents must have been antique collectors. Why would you have a phone, one of those things?
Let me get the business out of the way here.
Okay, okay.
How about that? That was the pre-opening to the show. That's pre-opening. Fucking nuts. How long was that?
23 minutes.
That's not even part of the show. You understand it? Like, the way we normally start the show is, oh, I want to get some serious things out of the way. We had a comedy piece to lead into it, and then I talk about it? I think that's worth something extra. It's like a commentary on the show as we do it. That's got to be worth something.
Absolutely.
It's got to be worth something. Yeah, not doing. Now, listen, don't be rude. Okay, I'm going to be... I realize something. People that listen... This is George Carlin. Yeah. I'm going to rip this... Get this out of the way. And then we're going to have so much fun. I'm going to Atlanta, and I realize there's people that listen to the podcast that will go in the audience so we can do bits. So, you know, even if it's 20 people are in the audience one night, if 20 people are in on something with you, it's great. You have like a flash mob of people that will come. So I realize I've never utilized them in a fun way. So I'm throwing this out there. This might not be the thing that sticks, but I thought about this, but I didn't think of an idea. So as I'm talking, I'm trying to think of an idea. Here's sort of one. I'll have... I don't want to set something up that's too hard, but fuck it. I'll commit to it. Okay, I'll have a glass on stage, but I'll also have a bottle. And every time I drink water out of the bottle, I want the whole crowd to just go, oh, that last joke was great. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was really good. Oh, that last one. You know, if it's three of you, if you commit, hey, if you don't, nothing will happen.
You mean you're not going to set this up at the show? You're telling them now?
I'm telling them now.
Oh, my God. That's
so then
great.
When they get to the show, the whole audience doesn't listen to the show, but the people that do, so I lift up the bottle.
They're
that last joke
inside.
Was great, that last joke. And I'm going to set up one more bit. And you'll either do this. I really hope you do it. Don't do anything on your own. I don't want to like create mayhem. But there's another bit where I'm going to play Italian music. And give a little sample of that music that I'm going to play. Out of nowhere. The voice is going to come on. Hey, Todd, I like that joke. Hey, why don't we stop and celebrate with a song, huh? I want everybody up and dancing.
And then the people hearing this are going to actually get up and dance.
Yeah, everybody dance around the room.
Love it.
I think I have it worked out. We broke it down today. We broke it down where I can sort of try to sing it. So play the circle of... Oh, mama, la 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 la. Oh la 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 da da ba 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 ba. Oh la 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 da 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 da. Oh la la da 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 da. Now look what we did. Now go into the loop of just no singing.
And how long will people be dancing for? About 30 to 40 seconds.
No, just the loop, no singing. No one would know I don't have a live band.
Absolutely.
I just walk around the crowd. What's your name? You want to sing along? Let's sing along. Here we go. Mama, that's my act. All right, shut it off. I'm embarrassed. Eliza threw up. Eliza threw up in her mouth.
Todd, just a recap. Just a recap.
It's a horrible idea, but get ready to watch it, Atlanta.
All right, I just want to, Todd. I just want to recap this, Todd. When people come to your show, you're going to have a glass on the piano and a wine
this
bottle.
This is not that weird. No, who said wine bottle? Don't confuse people.
Sorry,
I'll have my regular glass that I drink out of.
Okay.
And then I'll have a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Every time I do the bottle of water,
right.
The thing is, because sometimes I'm going to be thirsty and I don't want, you know,
right.
I don't want everyone. So it's just the bottle. I know I'm overly.
The bottle is the signal.
The bottle's the signal. Whatever joke, I'll do the joke. It'll get a laugh. And then at the end, hopefully, otherwise people, you know, are not happy.
Then you drink the
and wine. And people go, oh, that last joke was great. Oh, you know,
oh,
that
God,
mumbling thing
great.
We do. Oh,
yeah,
good. You know how to do it. You listen to the show. You just say half words. Oh, great. Oh, that last joke. Oh, this guy's really good. Oh, yeah, article in the paper. Oh, I guess he's an author. You know, just rehearse it. And if I forget to do it, no, I won't forget.
You're just going
to
yes and when they see the bottle.
And the other thing is when you hear the Italian music, get up
and
fucking
dance.
Run to the stage if you want. I'll run into the audience. Dance. But the minute... Oh, mama. Everybody get up and dance. Oh, la, la, la. Everybody get up and dance. Your mother's a whore. Your father's a drunk and a whore, too. Oh, wait, it's not sexist. Okay, pause it.
Can I just ask this? Because I don't know if you... I want to make sure people got this down. What's the name of this club that's in Atlanta?
Oh, they know what it is. It's called the Laughing Skull. It's one of my favorite clubs in the world.
Okay.
I get there and I set up camp like it's my home. And every night I walk into... Just so you know what I'm walking into, if you listen to the show, I walk into pure joy because the backstage is the way I want it. The room is like I want it. Jamie runs the room perfectly. Like, I know they're doing everything in the world to make it a fun show. So that's what you walk into every night. And then if you just do your job, things can be great. And the audiences are great. They, you know, I've heard someone in that room talk and the crowd goes, shh. Like, that's right. Like at the theater. They police the room for you. Okay, listen.
Can I just say, I have some friends in Atlanta. I have some friends in Atlanta. They cannot go on June 24th. What's the date you're there? I just want to make sure the date that they can go.
Oh, I'm there this week.
Oh, it's this
today,
week. What's the date?
I'm there tonight.
What's the date? June?
Tonight. Tonight's Friday night, whatever the date is.
Okay. Okay.
And I was there last night, too.
June
I did 6th. Thursday. Well, this is
you're
pre-recorded.
June 6th and 7th.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to get the dates
right. No, everyone likes to be high and do math.
No,
Troy.
No, Todd. I'm just.
What's a date? What's
you
a date?
Don't tell
what's
them the
what's
dates.
The quarterly year? What's
Todd,
the double down?
Well, Todd, they're listening. I know you're
people
on right after Marin, but if you say tonight, they have to know the numerical date. That's all
people,
I'm saying.
Listen, Troy.
All right.
You know I love you.
June 6th.
Listen, 7th. We got a lot to do. All right. We got a lot to get to. Listen, this is the part. Let me get this out of the way to George Carlin. Pipe in if you want, but I'm just saying the less you pipe in, the quicker it goes. That's what Blake Wexler's telling everyone behind my back. Yeah, he told a few comedians, hey, when Todd does that stuff, just agree. Otherwise, you'll talk about it for an hour. The minute you just sit and nod, you're done in 10 minutes.
Very good point.
Yeah. But anyway, but I like when, you know, but so I don't mind when people pipe in. It's just going to be longer. It's not, the rule isn't, oh, be quiet. No, talk all you want. But I say if you agree with me, it's going to go quicker.
I'm just going to say right now, nobody needs to pipe in. You do this very well. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this guy knows
well.
What. You know, usually I don't agree with people, but something about the things you tell me, you seem to know what you're talking about.
Just,
sure, because they're
I
all compliments.
Call it like it is.
All right. Good to see you, Aristotle.
As a young boy, Aristotle dreamed of being a sound engineer for the Todd Glass Show, and
this
now that dream is a reality.
By the way, that's a true story. Not this show particularly. He told us that once, he casually talking, and I had that jingle made. He goes, when I was younger. okay, listen. Let me just get this out of the way and I'll feel better. Keith Carberry?
Yes.
Keith Carberry?
Yes.
He said something. You know, I read into it, but I read a little bit of what he wrote because I'm not the best reader. And what I took out of it, I think, was pretty good. And it's something we deal with a lot, but I don't mind re-pouncing on things as long as I hit it from a place of hit it from a different angle. And it's something we've talked about, and just 1 minute slant on it. You know, the big thing is when comedians, a lot of times it's used to defend just horrible material. You know, the freedom of speech. Lenny Bruce. I go, yeah, here's the way he put it. I took what he said and I took it another direction, but you definitely inspired me to look at it this way. Yeah, they fought. You're damn right they did. And maybe I'm being overly positive, but they deserve to be celebrated as saying, and they won. They won.
Yeah.
You can say anything you want now and not go to jail. So they won. So what they did was fucking amazing. They fucking won. They had a lot to do with altering what you could do. That type of stuff that Lenny Bruce did. Yes. So don't shit all over it. Don't, in the name of them, try to sell your shit bit and go, hey, and then Lenny Bruce fought for you to be able to do brilliant comedy, and if it had a blue subject matter or it offended somebody, who gives a fuck? But offend the right people. That's where they hide in that bullshit, and I like saying it every week. They always go, yeah, I don't give a fuck about offending people. Make sure you're offending the right people. How do you know? 20 years from now, you look back, and it's going to be clear as fucking day who you were. Did you do? Because that's the part that I think people lose me on. And I don't take for granted everybody listens to every show. So, yes, I am repeating myself. The misconception, I bet, to some even decent people is that Todd's saying you can't offend people. No! Just guess. Hope you're offending the right people. So you do what you do, and I'll do what I do. And then I hope in 20 years I look back and made the right decision, and I hope you do too. And somebody gave me the good answer for that. They go, Todd, they don't. You have this thing in your head like they're thinking what you're thinking, but they go, no, I will be right. That's the argument you have in your head, that they're over there going, yeah, Todd thinks he's going to be right in 20 years. I think I'm going to be right in 20 years. He goes, they don't give a shit. They don't think about it that way. They don't listen to satellite radio like you and hear what it sounds like to hear horrible, fluffy, sexist, racist material. I'm in the car going, oh, my God, just because I hate this doesn't mean I won't have it in my act. Go through your act with a fine-tooth comb. You can always grow.
Now, what if there's somebody out there whose thing is like, hey, I am the most offensive comic ever to the Klan. Like, they play Klan rallies, but they're really Klan's offended every time. Would you say they're doing a good job or they're doing a bad job?
No, they're doing a good job.
All right. Okay, no, that's exactly right.
Sure.
Todd, can I tell you something? This entire
Stop
show.
Stop banging.
This entire show
yes.
was a setup for us to ask you certain questions throughout the night. You're doing amazing. Todd, can everyone please just give Todd a quick round of applause? He's already passed the first round. Very nicely done, Todd. And what else?
Troy, I lost my attention for a second, and I'm sorry. But I love you, by the way. You're feeding me this great, fun stuff.
Well, I don't want to get you off track. What else is going on?
You're like a professional. okay, listen. Yes, I'm going to read this. Or, Jake, do you mind reading it? Because I sent this to – I don't mind that this person asked this question, meaning I'd rather someone want to know this. But I hope that I answer properly through Almost Dr. Kevin Sousa. Here's the question. And by the way, it's not when I got this, the reason I call, I love to be able to untangle shit. Sometimes I can. You just have common sense. You untangle the problems. But sometimes something, I'm like, I can't explain it. But if somebody asks me, I call Almost Dr. Kevin Sousa. I go, hey, I think this is a good question. Like, for some people might go, oh, they know the difference. It's not that I innately didn't think, oh, no, there's a big difference. But then when you start thinking about it, you go, okay, I like that he asked. So can you read it?
This is a question from an emailer named Andrew.
Yes. Well, how about a little trumpet music in celebration that we're going to read? That's enough.
I think cross-dressing in racial costumes, blackface, and things like that are similar ideas in a lot of ways. But while cross-dressing is accepted and enjoyed by progressives, racial costumes are shunned and despised. What do you think is the big difference that makes one so much more offensive than the other? I don't know if this question is that interesting to you. You don't have to feel obligated to answer it or not, but thanks for reading.
Oh, I didn't read the last part. No. Because get it, you don't have to feel. I asked Kevin, I hope I can do it justice what he said. Now, some people, like, because Kevin said, well, you know, he explained the difference between cross-dressing and what's behind it, and it's... There are types of dressing. When you see maybe a sketch or things that people do in some fraternities where they dress up like women and they depict them in a stupid way, well, that's no. But cross-dressing, you know when the doctor tells you what's wrong with you and you totally get it, but then when you go to repeat it, you can't? That's what's happening right now. I was able to do like 20% of what he said, but he goes, no, there can be things where you depict women in a negative way, and that is bad. But most cross-dressing, most women don't have a problem with it. It has nothing to do with it. It's more being in touch with another part of you that some people will never get in touch with. And he goes, and when you see someone wearing blackface, you know, it's not like, yes, if there was a there's just no reason. He said, it's disrespectful, and you just watch what they're doing and how they're parodying it. It's an evil. So, hey, by the way, I don't mind if this person's listening to it and even with my shitty explanation is going, oh, okay. But what I don't feel, and you might think, well, why are you saying it then? Because somebody else said it. They go, that's a stupid question. And I said, no, it's not. I'd rather someone ask that if they're confused. I got a little bit like, oh, yeah, why is that? And Kevin broke it down. But I bet the person listening is even going, oh, okay, that's pretty simple. If you're not, seriously, you have to go to a doctor.
Look, first of all, I think, I mean...
What do you think?
I like when people wear blackface, and I'm going to tell you why.
I don't want to edit this.
Okay, no, you're not going to edit. My dad cleaned chimneys. When I was a kid, he came home. He always had ashes on his face, okay? And I grew up looking up to my dad, and so I started doing that. And it's only because it's like, that's what my dad did. So I'd put the ashes, and it's just sort of been a thing in my family. I got other kids at the school.
Can I tell you what you are? You're a blockhead. You're a bonehead. I don't know, just off the top of my head, you're a dimwit dork dumbbell. Jesus, to interrupt a bit like that, you dunce, you ignorant, you imbecile kook.
Can I just tell you something, Todd?
Yeah, you know what you are? A muttonhead. You're a muttonhead nincompoop. Jesus Christ, you ninny. Pinhead. Hey, yeah, you simpleton. Hey, tomfoolery out of you. You know what you are? You're out to lunch. These are words you can use, ladies and gentlemen, that are nice, offensive words that don't offend people.
Todd, your adjectives are the best in the business.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I figured out a way where you can insult people and they're not. You call someone a nincompoop, you might end up being friends. You nincompoop! All right, listen.
That's a very good song.
So creative.
Thank you.
You want to hang out?
All right, guess what? Now, let me throw that out. We got that out of the way.
Yeah.
I read it.
But that's everything?
Yeah, there's
not a lot.
So
short. All right.
I could talk about something I talked about before.
Do one more.
People are like, shut the fuck up. Troy, you shut the fuck up. We'll come in that studio. Talk about Michael Sam. By the way, I did think about one more thing. I love that the people, you know, you could say this is true and everybody yells at anything mean, but it's a different type of suppressed rage. I love that when people tweet things, we talked about this over the weekend with a comedian that I was working with, and I'm spacing on his name right now, but when people tweet things that are, let's say, they're going to tweet mean things. And by the way, I always overpreface, positive, they're overwhelmingly people are awesome. The numbers are changing. It's like it's okay to celebrate this world sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't, then what the fuck are we working hard to change it for? People are
good. People are out there.
People are great. People are out there, and a lot of them. And it's fucking. I don't see any reason why this can't be a revolution of decency. Why? Like we can look back. You know, it's always funny to think, like, I picture a little kid, 2030. And he's learning in history. Well, why in 2014? Well, it was 14, 16, 17, and 18, and things started to really get – they just started to plow past a lot of these people. It was when I think they stopped arguing, and they at one point said, we're right and they're wrong, and we just did it. And that's why about 2020 you'll see – and things – I think that can happen. And let me tell you something. We'll end our economical problems. I might be just, you know, speaking off of a lot of fresh air. When people are all treated decent – everything else will work itself out economically. You know, put five people in a room and treat three of them like shit and then go in a picture in your house. It's a lot easier to picture the world that way. There's five people in the house and you want them all to operate at maximum capacity. And you say to somebody, hey, do you think the three that we treat as lesser people, if we didn't, would everyone be happier? Yes. You mean those three over there? Yeah. So when that's the reason they're going to brilliant people are going to be able to say, well, what happened was we really were socially plowing forward. Economically, it wasn't good, but it ended up working where it flipped, where people, when we realized, when we started treating people right and judging people, look, the world's never perfect, but there's no doubt it got to a period where it was a lot fucking better. And then financially things did work themselves out. No one looked at it that way, but it ended. And that, why can't we look back on that? So what I mean about the football player, overwhelmingly, I think we're going to be very proud of this world when he walks out on that football field. He's going to get a round of applause that I'm hoping and I'm betting on it. And boy, will I be proud of this world because I think I'm going to get what I want. Where overwhelmingly it's going to bring a tear to your eye because there's going to be a lot of decent people that show their support. And it's going to be a great time to get a look at this world and exactly what we're dealing with and say to people that don't think it's better now, go, that is proof of it. 10 seconds. And I hope the world doesn't let me down because guess what? Even if they don't do it, I'm still going to be an optimist. But I think I'm going to get that. And it's going to be fucking glorious.
I just have one question for you. How are you not a guest journalist for Sports Illustrated and The Economist? And I mean this. How is that even possible in this day and age? I think people, if you're listening and you work for one of those big companies, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my God.
But you crystallized it very well, Tom.
What are you saying over there?
I'm just saying that you're doing a fantastic job on the show. Let me tell you that right now. Putting bubbles in the bubble machine right now. Todd ran across the room. There are bubbles. The studio is filled with bubbles right now. There's an amazing tone in the room. Todd's back.
Thank you. Dad?
Can I tell you?
Was amazing for me.
That was great.
Because I realized the smoke shot out, the trumpet started playing, the bubble started going. Aristotle was like, I go, turn the bubble machine going. He goes, it's going to get Mike wet. I go, don't fucking turn the bubble machine on. Mike doesn't care. He's a professional. You don't think he's worked in these big productions where they pour water on your face? I don't know. I made that up, actually. I got a little nervous.
That was beautiful.
All right, listen, that was great.
That was great.
All right, listen. I want to take a deep breath. Listen. We just found that Ian Carmel's here, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to let him in. We're going to play him in real time. Like, we'll play him in some fun music.
Okay.
So take a break. We'll be right back. Next time you hear it, Ian Carmel, we're going to introduce him. We usually don't play them in with music. We let him say hi first, but we're going to play him in real time. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, guess who's here?
Oh,
e vecchio ne ha tutte dare mamma mia pensacci tu e senti non gli rumatori di tu vai il domene la cazzola ma la tieni e se ci creiamo la fantasia cazzolina la vecchia mia oh mamma la 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 oh mamma la 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 oh mamma la 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 la
hold on.
That was
fun. Holy shit. That is just, let me tell you something. Oh my God. That's like, that's your face. You go into it as a bit, but you are doing it.
You're doing it even if you start as a joke.
And your voice is like God sent.
Oh, thank you.
I had a guy in here a little while ago.
Tell me everything about him.
Oh. Hold on, let me take my time. Do you want a drink? Do you want to take a deep breath and get a drink?
Yeah, I'll have a little drink.
Okay, let's do this. Hold on. Put your headphones back on. And then let's, ladies and gentlemen, what do we do? You know what to do? Play this part here. Let's go out. We all seem to be having fun doing the sing-along part. Just play the sing-along part, and that's what we'll take a break to.
I love the sing-along part.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, mama, la 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 la.
Ian Carmel was born in Portland, Oregon when he was 3.
Huh?
His parents took him on a trip to Washington.
All true.
And when he was 9 years old, he moved to Idaho with his ma and pa. And later on, they moved out to Utah. Ian grew up. It was time to move out, went to Austin.
Uh-huh.
He slept on someone's couch and then he moved.
We know your whole life story.
In Wisconsin, where he stayed.
Uh-huh. At your friend Diane's house.
And now to LA.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, moving away from the throne is the always lovable, but he's still with us, Troy Conrad, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact. Jake is right now placing the mic in between them. There you go. That's perfect. Move to the mic, not the mic to you. That's perfect. So, Troy, by the way, Troy, pure joy having you here. pure joy having you here. Ian Carmel is now here.
Pure Troy.
And Eliza Skinner is still here, of course, unless she left, apparently angry. And then Aristotle, it's good to have you. Mike Rocha is on the horn. Mike Rocha on horn. Well, play a little something. Oh, good. This is so embarrassing. JJ plays something. I don't know. Doesn't JJ? What does JJ do?
He plays something. Oh, JJ plays something. JJ, he must play. Oh, JJ must play.
When we ask,
JJ always plays something.
I love him, JJ.
Yeah, I guess he, yeah, I guess it did.
JJ. For Elise, I wept. It was great.
All right, that was good.
That was very
I never heard a trumpet. Wait, wait, shh. I thought I heard a siren. Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. I thought I heard a siren. It was that piercing horn. So anyway, now you're here. Happy to have you. The intro, we just played your intro. Everything's fine. And also, ladies and gentlemen, on drums, I would not forget Martin Diller. Martin? Bush. Bush, baby. I don't know what that meant. So I was going somewhere. Well, we were playing. We were going to. Can we take care of a house business
yes,
here?
Yes.
Here's what it is. There's a song. We never played it yet, did we? Play the song, and then we all had to write verses. We played our verses like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But we now Jingle Joe. So play the original song. This is a song that implies that this guy. We've played this on the show before, but it's a song from Alan Sherman. And in this song, he implies that a lot of famous inventions over the years were not really, it had a lot to do with him. And he doesn't get credit for it. Just the famous, when you think of who invented the plane, who invented, but this guy, now you hear the real story and you go, oh, so this motherfucker invented, like, the elevator.
Alan Sherman was in it from the beginning.
Well, they don't give him credit. This song was written as a, you could say a, you know, one of those fight for what's right, you know. Well, and he does it in a very happy way. Play the song, and then we'll play our versions. I overset that up.
I know a man named Otis who invented a roof, and his heart was filled with pride. I said to Mr. Otis, what does your room do? He said it goes from side to side.
Who would want that?
So I said, stupid. Mr. Otis, if you take my advice, you'll be the richest man in town. You gotta take that room that goes from side to side and make it go up and down.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
Okay, what else? Listen to one more.
Okay.
True story, the rest of this. Is that all you have? That's okay. So anyway, and then I thought, well, I had these guys. I go, write them, and, you know, what would theirs be? So now Jake, we did it like 3 weeks ago. We got Jake's today. Let's hear Jake's.
I knew a man named Michael Phelps who used to captain my boat. What a great guy, a wonderful host. Well, Michael came to me one sunny day and confessed he never really learned how to swim.
Oh.
I gave him a good hard look up and down and said, hey, Michael, why the lack of confidence? Kid, just jump in.
And that was Jake's advice.
Jake's advice.
Jake's advice is nothing and it's worth the price.
I sincerely doubt
that this world could do without
Jake's good advice.
Take it home, trumpet. Jake's advice. You take it home. Jake's advice. Sing it out. Give him echo. That was Jake's advice. Let me hear what you can do.
Jake's advice. You just heard Jake's advice, ladies and gentlemen. Twice the worth and half the price.
Pause, fade it out. We're going to play Aristotle's, and then we're going to get to the business.
Okay.
All right, let's hear Aristotle's. Hold on. Now, Aristotle's, I got to be honest. I got a question to ask him after.
Good.
No.
I met a man named Jasper Newton, Daniel Jack for short. He said he was making soda in his wooden fort. But every time he tried, he got dirty brown water. His mistake was using alcohol and filtered fodder. I took a sip, sat up quick, and told him, Jack, you dummy, This stuff is great. I feel funny. Now make some more. And
that didn't rhyme.
Aristotle's advice.
But I loved it.
Aristotle's advice
is nothing, and it's not worth the price.
I sincerely doubt that the world can do without Aristotle's good advice.
First of all, I love you. Here's the thing, Aristotle. You should have said you didn't rhyme it on purpose. Because that was so funny. Like, I said, make more of it. Like, there's no... But you didn't do it on purpose? What did you... Well, play it again, and then I want you to talk about it real quick. Play well, just his...
This will explain everything, is that I wrote it, like, the day... Like, you said, write the song 1 week, and then I waited the entire week and wrote it the next day.
But here's what I'm asking. At the end, when it goes, like, it's supposed to rhyme, did you think it rhymed? Did you in your head go, well, that rhymes, filtered fodder, and...
I was just kind of hoping that lyricist Joe would, you know, just kind
change
of
it up a little. Well, I thought, you know what's funny? It made me laugh hard because I thought you did it on purpose. Like, you just
then,
wanted.
Yes, I did.
Oh, it's brilliant. All right, listen, everybody. Hello and welcome. And now we say hello to our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have a new jingle? We have a little stint for you. Oh, by the way, you know, this gentleman is not with us tonight. We just want to pay homage to him, and he will be in here later. Do you have Rob's? Let's do it again. Hey, before we go any further, I think it's proper we show this gentleman who's not with you today. But you're not a comedy team, but you guys have done the show, and it's great.
We've done it together so many times. It was twice, but it feels like so many times.
It does feel like
so many times.
Because I think we did a double episode. So, and I always tell the both of you, you don't have to do it together if you don't want, but I have to admit, I love having the both of you in here. So what happened is Rob just had to he got the day mixed up. So I said, "Well,
today he got a big bag of cashews and he couldn't be bothered to come in."
Wait a second! Yeah, I thought it was something.
No, he's sitting at home eating cashews.
Are you being honest?
I swear to God,
he's sitting home eating cashews.
I swear to God,
we call him on the phone right now?
$5.99.
And I'm not fucking around. I'm gonna call Rob on the phone
Rob on the phone.
I the show's not doing well. No, let me dial. Oh, wait, you know what? Let me use my computer because it's cheaper. It's a penny for every hour, but I got to dial in and get my modem going. Okay. Hold on. I just got to put my code in. Hold on. Get Rob on the phone. You're damn right. Oh, shit, hold on. Hang up. I dialed the wrong number. Let me call Rob.
He told me, he's like, I'd love to come in. I'm getting some cashews on Monday.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hold on.
I got it. Hold on.
Todd, you got to leave a message.
I know. Well, no. I'm going to get him on the phone for this bit. Okay. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Is that...
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Rob eating cashews. Who's this?
Oh, what are you doing over there?
Pouring myself some cashew milk.
Rob, it's Todd Glass.
Oh, Todd! Oh, hey!
Yeah, I thought you had an audition or something.
I did. I auditioned to be the guy who bought a bunch of cashews. And I got the part. What can I do for you, Todd?
You know what? I'm so hurt that even in this bit, I don't know how to react.
Let me turn my phone a voice off, first of all. Treat this with the... let me go back to it.
What?
Yeah, Rob, here's...
me in real life.
No.
I couldn't even make pretend. It's too hard.
Todd, you're kind of breaking up there. What's going on?
Listen, are you really just sitting home eating cashews?
Got a big bag of cashews here, unsalted.
Can I tell you something about cashews?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's about pistachios.
Oh, is that Ian or Rob?
It has nothing to do... Well, let's play this for Rob to show him that we are... He is here, and this is a little thing that tells about his
life. Rob Gleason... You've heard about his role in House of Lies.
That's right.
And how I met your mother, iCarly, too. And the young and the restless. And then there's the role that is his best.
Am I right, dude?
That cell phone.
Right,
no, shut the music off. I don't believe him. Shut
right
the music
here.
Off.
Oh,
you!
Shit, ah!
You know that? Are you kidding me? Are you, what?
What type of ears do you have? When he said the ride's here, we tried to get everything quiet. And then 20 seconds later, we hear a siren. We have a contest. Whoever says it better, comedy is a timing.
Yes, it is.
And if they say it, well, it could be.
Oh, did they hear a siren?
They heard a siren. But here's the thing. I'm learning that comedy is all timing. But in this case, it just might be who doesn't have their headphones on as loud as I do. Well, because I'm listening to the show. I don't know what Aristotle's got. You know, we all can change our volume in our headsets. So what these guys probably do so they can win the game is they have their... that's why they don't hear me, because they got their headsets turned off so they can hear the sirens.
You think they're over here gaming the system on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about you. There's something about you. You tell the... Like, you're a truth teller.
I've told truths. I'll do it again later.
Do you think... I'm going to go out for auditions, and I ask these guys, and I want you to really be honest with
yes.
me. And I talked to them about this before you got here.
Okay.
Ian, I really need you to be honest with me, okay? Do you think... Because I need to go for auditions. Okay.
Listen, because you're a real friend, I would tell you the truth. Even if I hurt your feelings a little bit at the beginning, I know it would serve you well at the end. So, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you.
You promise?
I promise.
Look me in the eye.
I'll look you in both those eyes. They're beautiful, by the way. What's going on? You should... Like, what's... It's gorgeous. Most people did like a little bit of, even like I'm 29 years old and I've already got some crow's feet coming in. I don't know what the heck you're doing over there. You look like
he's a step ahead of you.
You look like a peach. Well, I'm a peach.
Well,
not
you
a
know
wrinkle
what?
On you.
Now I want
like a firm peach.
Now I want to ask you a question then,
yeah,
because I
sure.
think you're being going to be honest with me. But what you're saying now, I can tell you're a straight shooting guy,
because mm-hmm.
I can tell by what you're saying already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me, and I don't want to be delusional about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out for roles,
yeah.
Be honest. Should I be leading man, or should I just be more of a comedic character?
No, leading man. Lots of leading men have a comedic bent, and I think you're definitely capable.
What
of
do
that.
You think? I'm like an Alec Baldwin or something?
You know how some singers will have an octave range. Like your emotional range is like you're the dramatic to comedic equivalent of Mariah Carey. If I'm being honest with you, you can hit the low notes.
Oh my God, you're not lying to me.
No, why would I lie to you? No, absolutely. I think you should go out for leading man roles, and I think every now and then you show up maybe in a cameo as a comedic thing, and they're like, how'd they get Todd? You know? That's what people are thinking. There's a laugh, and then you go do your thing, and there's another laugh. But no, I think you should focus on leading man roles. Yeah.
Guess what I'm going to have you do later?
What's that?
And I'm very excited. I almost can't do it yet, but I'm going to let the audience know what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You're singing today.
Yeah, sure, I'll sing.
And then here's what we're going to do. Yeah, guess what we're going to do?
Huh.
You're going to do, take my time, take stop. Every time I take my time, it's so much better. You're going to do the song we talked about, Fiddler on the Roof, later.
Yes.
That's going to be like, and then, I don't mind, we'll take a break.
Okay.
And as we're maybe getting drinks or some whatever we're doing here, you two are going to figure out a song to do together.
I love that idea.
Is that cool?
Sure.
If we take a break and you don't want to do it, don't worry about it. I'll punch your fucking face in. You hear me? You got a big nerve coming in here.
Todd, don't do it on the mic there, pal. Todd, don't say it on the microphone.
I'll punch your fucking face in. Why would you want to sing after I threaten you? I'll punch your fucking lights out. If you don't want to do it, you got to let me know, though. Okay? I'll come over there. I'll fucking... I don't even like bits when they're... I figured it out. When a bit's angrier than it's funny, that's when you want to get out of it.
Mm.
You can be mean and crass and be so angry in a bit, but it's got... Once I'm thinking...
The wine's turned to vinegar.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now listen. So what I'd like to do. Some people are on the treadmill when they listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if we could maybe give them some motivation.
Speed it up, fatty.
Oh.
What are you on, a 4.4?
Put some reverb in his mic. Maybe we can give him some music and a lot of clapping as he talks. Like, so we're going to give you clapping.
Okay.
Here's the things I'm going to give you with these yellow Post-its. I'm going to give you a bell sound effect, which you can hold up whenever you want it for this bit.
Sure.
I'm going to give you clapping so you can hold. I'm literally doing this, by the way. I'm like, it's so dangerous. I'm literally doing this. I'm so off the cuff. I never give my Post-its away. Would you like... Okay, so we'll do this bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just got to let it breathe a little. And
Todd is handing Post-it notes to Ian, and Ian is holding them up as
so,
future cues.
No, it's going to be fun. Okay, so let me... Aristotle, stop that. Stop. Aristotle, stop it. Oh, what is that? Is that supposed to be funny?
I don't think it's funny at all.
It's like we're boring him?
I guess so.
Aristotle, stop it.
I guess literally this whistling is more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. You know what we should do if we're smart?
We have to say.
We should stop and let him whistle.
Go ahead and whistle.
Go ahead, whistle. Yeah, it's what the people are getting. So fucking rude.
It's a long time to whistle.
It's not the worst. It's not awful. It's not bad.
Put some reverb in it, it'd probably sound better. The band could help a little. Oh, I gotta admit it.
It's really nice. This is really nice.
That's actually, you know what, that was nice.
That was
actually,
nice,
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, the trumpet, to be honest, the trumpet made it. Like, look, your whistling's great, but when the trumpet comes in and then the drums come in, it gives it a full sound. But it's okay. If you want to whistle, I don't mind. I know you're so much fun on the show that once in a while it's all right. But I think the band really helped it out a lot. Because when it was just you whistling, be honest, was it?
I was taken.
I liked it too. I liked it too.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Almost the trumpet ruined it. It muddied it up, would you say, in the music business?
I wanted to walk over there and spit in his face.
I wanted to walk over there and kick the drummer in his teeth. He had to come in.
I wanted to take his head and smash it into the piano until his teeth were piano keys. And then maybe he could play something worth listening to. You know what I mean?
You know my trick if I was in a band, I would just have the horn player take it home for me.
Just every time.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, you have to hit the high note every night. So I'm like, and that's the way it was. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I listened to them. That was the best of bits ever done. That's why you don't stop doing bits, people at home. As I'm doing that bit, people are like, he did that bit last week. Yeah, I want to do it again. Well, that's why I have a show, so I can do things I want to do.
It was a nice soft landing. Didn't even wake me up from my mid-air slumber.
You are just a bundle of joy.
Who, me?
Yes.
I got a little bit in me.
Yeah.
Why not share it?
What are your parents like?
Oh, they're all right. They're all right. My mother's very loving and supporting, a nurse, a baby nurse. My father.
I met your dad.
You did meet my dad.
Yeah.
He likes to tell it like it is. Even if that's not how it is, how he perceives it, he'll tell it like that.
Can I tell you something? What I said about your dad, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Well, it's a compliment, so it's easy to be honest. It's like you walked away and you're like, I could tell he was smart. Am I right?
He's a smart guy. He is. Yeah, yeah. He's an attorney.
And, also, he has a lot of wisdom. Oh! Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce my father is an attorney. I wanted to let everybody know, in honor of my father, the attorney, will the horn please make its sound heard? Ian's father is an attorney. Ian's father is an attorney. An attorney.
And he owns a boat.
Excuse me.
Sweatshirts around the wind.
Oh, sweatshirts around the
boat shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ian
Starboard and Port.
He goes, shirts tied around his waist. Serious? To George Carlin, I'm being honest.
Yes.
Because just returned for 20 seconds. So whatever he was saying, I just went, you could tell he was smart. And he seemed like I liked him.
He liked you as well.
you sometimes look at somebody and you make a prejudgment and you think, oh, he's just doesn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's so dangerous. And it's like sometimes I'll comment on it, but what I've been trying to do now is more than just go, oh, yeah, I prejudge. Yeah, make an effort to stop it.
Well, you know, you come across a dumb oaf like me and you think, gee, he probably comes from dumb oaf stock, you know. It's not easy for me to go through life like this, a bag of hammers, a numbskull, if you will. But truth be told, my father was a learned man. I don't know what happened to me. Maybe took a few too many blows across the bow when I was doing my golden gloves. But I don't know. The pops, he likes to read books. Me, I'm more into whittling a stick down until it's sharp enough that I can poke myself and feel something for once in my goddamn life.
Can you do something?
Yes.
End that bit off, and then, because I think it would be a good station identification, just go, I'm the whittle of the stick guy, and then fade right into that, and we'll go in spooky. Take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Sure, maybe I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but when I get my hands on a sharp tool, I like to take it to a stick I find when I'm on one of my woods walks. That's when I walk out into woods. No general plan, just sort of walk out there and encounter nature. Sometimes I look at it face to face. I see a squirrel, and I say, you and me, buddy, we're on the same wavelength here. And I pick up that stick, and I bite it once, just to make sure it's not one of those sticks that's actually food. You know those sticks. Those are real. And then I take it back to the house that I took from my grandmother when she passed away, and I didn't tell nobody. And I sit on the porch, and I whittle it down until it's sharp enough that I can stick myself right in the fat of my thigh. Finally feel something for once.
That's right. It's the Todd Glass. Todd Glass. Let's listen to Todd Glass.
I think he'll make the people laugh and have themselves a blast. Todd Glass, that's what you'll hear, Todd Glass. Sometimes I feel when I'm down low that I may never hear this show. So I pretend that it's Friday, time for my favorite show to play. I'm not quite sure if others hear the sounds of Todd Glass in my ear.
I lost my virginity to this song.
Todd Glass.
This part.
Todd Glass.
Imagine.
Let's listen to Todd Glass. I think he'll
please enough. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jake and his songs. I love it. The guy that would have the audacity. And then he goes, you make me look like an idiot on the radio. And he goes, listen, I don't want people to think. It's just you're my wingman here. He goes, all right. Oh, Jesus, if he plays one more of my jingles, I'm going to fucking... It's like enough already. It's overkill. Don't
they know what they're listening to?
Yeah, they're...
The Todd Glass situation.
The way,
voted number one by the Book Club Association
of
America.
You ruin shows. You ruin shows with your station identifications. We have a funny comedian here that's a friend of the show. You can't just drop in...
The Todd Glass Show.
Nobody gives
a fuck.
Voted
number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Nobody gives a fuck. They don't want to hear a song about...
At what point is somebody a bad person? What point is he just a bad fucking person?
Nobody goes, oh, let's stop two brilliant comedians and hear a two-minute song parody about Todd Glass.
Katie called when she got the word.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She said, I suppose you've heard...
Oh, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to fucking kill him.
This is already taking too long. This is just the intro?
Well, I rushed to the internet and I looked inside.
Ugh.
Ugh.
But I could hardly...
I've been on television. You've been on television.
Let him, sing it. I guess we shouldn't interrupt
him. This is probably the only joy he has in his pathetic life.
I know he's been podcasting on his top-rated show.
My ride's here! Dropped in! Shut the music off!
No ride.
Where's your ride, Todd?
My ride's here. My hand to God to George Carlin. An ambulance just drove by.
Why do you get out of here? Because nobody sees your ride.
I said to George Carlin, so that means you know I'm telling the truth. So I saw an ambulance. What? I saw an ambulance. That's...
I feel like you need
one witness. No. How dare you? He's totally serious, and I love it. Jake goes, I feel like you should at least have one witness. Do you know the sicko that I would be if I made that up and to George Carlin to it?
I mean, believe you because you said to George Carlin,
right.
For sure, but I just want to see if anybody else saw it.
I get
it. Whether or not.
Did you really?
Yeah, I saw the flashlight.
Oh, why didn't you speak up? Oh my God, I'm glad I didn't go to the electric chair.
Listen, whether or not there was an ambulance or a siren, isn't that whole My Rides Here thing a little played out?
No, that's the joke. Of course it is.
It's just like, I mean, you said it, and like I've heard it before, and I thought it was funny, but this time I didn't think it was very funny.
Well, that's why, I bet you're doing a bit, right?
What?
No, okay. you motherfucker, and I love you. God, only you could throw me this. Okay, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let's say you're being honest.
Yeah.
Then here's what I would say. That's what we think the joke is. Like,
well, no. I'm just saying. Like, it's funny. But it's funny the way like who's on first is.
Yes,
I don't know.
Of course.
I've heard it like so many times, and like I laugh every time. When you said it, I didn't laugh that much. But I don't know. Like, I've heard it before, and it's been like, what's that? A siren? What's that? Can we like hear a siren? Like,
oh yeah. Oh wait.
Like when somebody like I don't know like if.
Well,
like,
you do it. Let me hear what
okay,
it sounds.
Okay,
well,
I'll try
like.
To do it.
Try to do it.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think. I mean, it's not. When I do it, I'm parodying, and no one can really make that funny.
Well, no, it can still be funny. There's still life in that.
I think for that bit, you really have to have the right person.
I think there's still blood in that. My ride's here. They are classics.
It's not that funny.
They are classics.
I have to go right back to my
classics
character.
For a reason. Classics for a reason. That's all I'll say.
Oh, my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
Can we have Ian do it again?
I don't know if.
Oh, don't be rude.
I don't know if it'd be a.
No, now it's like a joke. It's not. Mine, okay, yours is definitely funnier, and I'm not. Okay, let me just be honest. I can tell yours is better, but mine's not worth nothing.
A lot of comedy is personality and delivery.
Well, I've been told I have a nice personality, and my delivery, I don't know. Nobody mentioned it ever to me, but I never was told it was bad.
You have more of a leading man personality.
Oh, I do. I don't mind. I go right in, right to where I don't care anymore. I'm so vain.
You just pour so much charisma. You're like a honey.
I'm like a dumb hot
honey bears. There's too much honey in it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, be honest with me, and don't fucking lie to me. I didn't mean to yell at you. I get upset.
Yeah, I'm like
a drop-dead gorgeous guy, but not that good
looking. It's hard to look directly at you.
I noticed.
You know what
people.
It is? And it's not.
Wait,
it's,
what? Oh, don't interrupt. What did you say?
That's what I said. I said you can't look at
you. You can't look at you.
Hey, and it's what are you two? Are you two arguing about how good looking I am? You think I'm better looking than he? Looks like you're mad at him.
Well, I didn't even get to start to say how good looking he is. Look, like Frank, like you know what it is? Like I don't even know what he looks like. There's so much magnetism.
It's perfection.
Oh, so you feel like you can look at him? You feel like you could describe what he looks like? Why don't you get over here and describe what he looks like?
You come in, Troy. You argue. You two idiots. You steer. You
come go, over here.
You even
on this
think I'm better looking than
Eliza.
They're arguing.
Hold
on, Troy wants to say.
You guys are doing him a terrible injustice here, I feel.
Guys, it doesn't matter. You're all trying to say I'm good looking. I can't watch my best friends fight. I want this fight to end.
No.
I'm trying to speak truth in the moment, and no one else is ready for it.
Well, can I just say that?
Guys, it's not a. Guys, seriously.
Human beings do not possess the capacity to describe how good looking you are. So for me to not be able to say how good looking you are is natural. But these people are trying to say they can't describe how good looking you are. That's an insult to you. Ow! Ow,
no, don't hit him. Don't hit him. I don't want him to be hit when he's saying nice things about me. I want him to just be healthy. So you're saying that it's humanly.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I don't want people to picture mean. That's when you do that, that's with like a fluffy paper towel we hit each other with. So it sounds worse than it is because Jake plays the sound effect. But every time you hear that noise, picture a fluffy paper towel and it.
Oh, that was pleasant.
You hear that sound effect. Yeah, because they hear the noise, so it sounds. But let me take that again. Let me take this fluffy paper towel and.
Oh, that's nice.
Take this hot.
Is that rosemary scented water?
Yes, we put rosemary on it. Oh. So every time you hear that sound, you think of rosemary, you think of a hot washcloth. Because that's what's happening. Anyway, listen. I figured out a trick around it. You were going to do something with clapping and a bell.
Yes.
Oh, God. How? I think the show's going great.
I like it. I'm having a good time.
Is this still the pre-show, or is that we started the show?
No, this is the...
This is the show?
No, the show's getting ready to start.
Because you never announced when the pre-show
was
over.
Oh, no, I do. That was the pre-show. That you. Oh, you want to start? Oh, let's start the show.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time.
It's all going to be edited before this.
No, that was the pre-show. Let's,
right.
This is the opening.
Todd Glass show launches August 12th. Todd. Hey, it's back.
Yeah, we're starting the show. Other shows, oh, we're done. Now we're starting. That's what we give.
Nice.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again. If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Todd, it's mad.
My guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we start the Todd Glass Show, the very funny Ian Carmel is here with us.
Oh, mama, la 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 da 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 da. Oh, mama, la 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 da 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 da.
Also sitting in is Eliza Skinner. Jake Adams is here, and also Aristotle.
And he's
tonight.
La 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 la.
Tonight on the Todd Glass Show, we celebrate the trumpet stylings of Mike Rocha. Oh la 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 da 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 da.
I antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. I keep open minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. T-boy, a penny. Angelina, I adore you. T-boy, a penny. Angelina, I live for you. In passione, you have set my heart on fire. But Angelina, never listen to my song.
Oh mama, la 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 la. Oh mama, la 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 la. Oh mama, la 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 la. Oh mama, la 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 la.
I got the order spumoni from the girl I owe alimony. She's my ex-wife. We have two kids together, but I never get to see them. They're my ex-kids.
Can I give you a direction?
Yeah.
You've been doing this so long, you're very drunk, and the word is if you go watch him, he doesn't say anything that makes any sense. He just, but people think, because he's got a nice voice, and they put reverb. But when he's at the restaurant singing, it's give him a lot of reverb.
Go to the bank, George. I went to the bank to get a loan, and the person at the bank was a trout. I said, how do I open an account when you don't even exist on earth? He opened his mouth to speak and a bunch of bubbles flew out of his mouth. I swallowed one of the bubbles and then I got pregnant. And 9 months later, I had a checkbook. It came out of my vagina.
Oh, la, 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 la.
Let's keep the song going, Todd.
This is a beautiful song, and your wife is here to sing along with you. Let her wear her headphones. Why would Aristotle just fade? What would happen? You were listening. It sounded like we were in excitement. We heard someone singing. Oh, the Italian. Everyone had that picture in their head. You're at a place singing, and people are dancing and pouring spaghetti sauce over each other. That's not really what you were doing, but that's the bit I'd like to turn it in. You're just singing. You know, it's like, oh, my. You know, you're singing in a restaurant. Am I right?
Mama made too much spaghetti sauce. I'm going to put some spaghetti sauce on your head.
And you sing, too?
Yes.
This guy sings.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
There's the character. Hold on. Not yet. And
I bring my wife on. My wife come out to sing.
Thank you for bringing me.
I love you so much.
Your
voice is so beautiful.
You're so stupid.
I love you. You're so stupid. You're dumber than the rock that they keep in the backyard.
Oh, you're stupider than a bag of hairbrushes.
You're dumber than the ladle I used to make a spaghetti sauce.
You're dumber than an onion chopped into little pieces.
You're dumber than the octopus I pull out of the ocean and throw out my cars in to make a job.
I love you.
I love it. I'm so happy when positive. I knew that they loved each other. I swear to God, even in the bit, like, there's no reason. They insult each other. They look at each other beaming. Ah, you're stupider than a... And then, so here, listen. So you're out at night. You do a perform act where you sing a little bit.
Yes,
you sing a little bit. Now let's get the. Do you mind coming over here, Mike? And you'll be like their trumpet player who travels with them, or at least come to this mic. And you two do a bit. You travel with a drummer and a trumpet player.
Benicio and El Dante.
Okay, who's Benicio?
This is Benicio.
He plays the trumpet.
Si.
And then also El Dondo. What is he playing?
El Dondo plays the drums.
El Dondo plays the drums. And who plays the trumpet?
El Dondo was raised by an impatient horse, is how he learned the rhythm.
Yeah, it's like a clip-clappity, 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 clip-clappity,
clip-clappity. And on trumpet, who plays
Benicio.
The trumpet?
Benicio.
He's the only way he can communicate. He says, thank you for having him here today. He appreciates your hospitality.
And you guys do an act, I'm putting all the pressure on you right now, and all I do is to get to sit back and have a joy. Here we go.
There's a party in the kitchen, and it starts in the pot. We put everything in, and we never, ever stop. It's a party in the kitchen, and you bring your own beans. Everybody bring your own beans.
There's a party in the kitchen and nobody told me. There's a party in the kitchen and I'm very angry. There's a party in the kitchen and I'm trying to go to sleep, but she won't quit talking about the motherfucking beans.
Where the fucking beans?
Where the fucking beans? Who cares where the beans are? I have to be awake in the morning.
There's a party in the kitchen and it's never going to stop. You always put your breadstick into my sauce. I say, no, stop it, I'm sleeping. You know what I mean? We need the beans.
We need the beans.
Can I ask a question? Will you do the songs where you let the audience have a part to sing along?
Okay. Si.
There's a party in the kitchen and I'm going to call a lawyer. There's a party in the kitchen and you're going to be sorry. There's a party in the kitchen and I'm packing up my things. Cause you won't quit talking about the motherfucking beans. The beans, the beans, the motherfucking beans. The beans, the beans, the motherfucking beans.
Oh, the old country where we found our love. All the pasta above, and now there's a party in the kitchen, and we're never going to sleep. There's a
party in the kitchen, and we're never going to sleep. There's a party in the kitchen, and we're never going to sleep. There's a party in the kitchen, and we're never going to sleep.
I love these type of songs.
The old country where I could find some peace. Oh, the old country as quiet as a priest. And now we live in a two-bedroom hovel up above the restaurant that she won't trouble me. Just to get the normal peace so I could fall asleep. Cause she won't quit talking about these motherfucking beans.
Motherfucking beans. Motherfucking beans. Motherfucking beans. Motherfucking beans.
I don't want to... I will give you guys an A+ and say you deserve a break. But If you want to do it again, I'm purely just the audience.
Deserve a break? Now you're speaking my language, Todd. I've been deserving a break for the last 15 years.
Ah, you break. I'm breaking your face.
I break your face. You break my balls every day. Come
you
on.
You break my heart with your face and this
you're
ugly.
You're breaking my heart with how beautiful you are. I wish you would sing a song.
I
your voice
you.
Is lovely.
I love you.
You sound like the ancient
you're
trumpet.
You're my hero.
I come home every day just happy as a clam.
You and that bicycle is like a man on a steed.
I want to paint you on everything in the house.
Excuse
just a picture
me.
Of you.
Can I make a suggestion? You start insult. Oh, by the way, this is so much work to place upon you, but I'm in the reaping the benefits of it. You insult each other bad, but you go and but then you go into a song about how much you love them. So it's all mean. It's all you. But you know what? You, I love you so much. I could, you know. Okay. But it starts where you're making you just complaining.
See. I come home and your underwear is on the floor again today.
At least I wear underwear. What do you do?
I go to work every single day and come home just wanting a moment to myself.
You come home stinking like a pig, like a pig that lives in the mud.
A pig that lives in
meaner,
the mud, because at least there's
meaner,
mud outside of this house.
Meaner.
Unlike you, you're a shut-in.
Yeah, I'm a shut-in because this is the only time I have peace and quiet when your ugly fucking face is out of the house.
Maybe if you go outside, you can truly understand what the abomination your entire existence
you're
is.
You're sticking me.
I would set you on fire, but not to waste the warmth.
You know what fire is? Fire is what I feel inside my heart for you. You're my love.
You're so beautiful. I love you too. You are my love. Up with the spring in my step.
And yours is the face and the voice that I could never forget. You're my love.
You're my love. You're my love.
See, that's a feather. Listen to that point of the show. God damn it. Can I tell you something? That is no bullshit. Seriously, that was great to watch. That was so much fun. You know what it makes me want to do? Take a break and load up again and do more of this.
Yeah,
we'll that was
right
so
back.
Much fun to watch. And you know what? I love that it ended happy. Oh, even through all that anger, I knew that. I know me. I'm silly, but... I even in the bit, I wanted it to end happy. So after all that, I love, you know, the warmth, the heat. Oh, Jesus Christ, that was so much fun to watch. Sometimes when you overly compliment somebody, it can be weird, too. That's probably what I'm doing.
No, no,
oh,
when
my
you,
God.
When you love somebody, you're allowed to be angry in front of them.
Right. But really, in real life, you know what?
You should never talk to someone that way.
No. These movies, but I love you. Yeah, you don't have, you know, come on. I'm doing just fine. Listen. I've got all day Monday to sober up and Tuesday. Listen, obstifers, I've only had two martinis and I've all gay sober to Monday up.
Tell it to the judge, class. This is the third time this week you've come here stumble drunk.
My ride's here. Oh, I'm sorry. I got nervous. Can I tell you something? And I have to... What was that? In this building or was that a sound effect? Oh, my God, Jake, that scared the fucking shit out of me. I thought we've been in this building for years, but look at what's downstairs. I thought that's the type of alarm that sounds if
ghost
a car's being
cars.
Stolen. Can you imagine me seeing one of these, like, that Ferrari drive out of here, and I have to tell Carl? No. We were just upstairs. We didn't see a guy getting in it and driving. And it could be a woman,
we
too. Let's be fair.
We were doing a song about spaghetti
thank
sauce.
You.
Yeah.
I like a guy that sees, oh, God, I got it. He's open. Oh, now you got something great, and I think I have something. So will you remember what yours is?
Yes.
Because I won't remember what mine is. This is a guy that's very open-minded, but all when it comes to negative things. So I guess some guy's out on the loose murdering people. Could be a girl. Could be a girl. I don't want to be, you know. So it's always like, you know, anyway. But it's never positive, you know. But
so these Koch brothers are basically buying elections. It could have been sisters, though.
Could have been sisters. You never know. No, sisters are great. Yeah, sisters can do evil shit. I've seen girls fucking bust the shit. Now, listen. What I'd like to do right now, first of all, just stop and enjoy that and decide where I'm going to go without hurrying. Because it's just so much fun. You know how people enjoy wine? Why can't I be a connoisseur and enjoy comedy? You know what? You know why I don't mind complaining about comedy when it's egregious? Because I take it in that much more. Anybody who doesn't get as angry about comedy, guess what? They don't always they don't love it as much as I do. I mean that. I don't mean that I think I'm so great. I mean I fucking love it. I really do. To go watch someone like Eddie Pepitone, I know I mention him a lot because, you know, legally I'm contracted to. But no, and to watch, and seriously, and to watch just funny people like that.
You are a paladin of the art form of comedy. You defend it for all the right reasons, and you are born of the church of comedy, and now you've taken up sword to defend it. Such a youthful visage while doing this still.
What are you saying? I look young?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I think most people, the toll of defending comedy so strenuously would at some point probably break them down physically. But you look like you look like you were born yesterday.
How old do you think I look? Be honest.
26.
That old?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're
I'm such a bullshitter. That old? I make the guy go lower. That's a real asshole. You know, if you want to be a dick with being a bully, if someone has to kiss your ass and you do this to them, you're a mean fuck. So anyway, it's like, yeah, how old do I look?
Say 26.
That old?
Oh, but like a 26-year-old who was kept in a cave away from sunlight.
Most people think I'm 12. Seriously.
I can see you, but you're too sexual for 12.
Well.
Is someone going to come pick you up? I mean, like, how are you getting
home?
No,
you're being serious.
What? No.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, you can't drive yet, can you?
I was doing a bit. I think she's over there being serious.
Well, I mean, you're...
Do I look... No, I'm 9 years old.
Yeah?
What if an old guy went to a Miss Laser because his penis looked old, like he's like 90, and they go, make my penis look younger, but then they made it look like a one-year-old.
Give me a one-year-old penis.
He goes, not that young.
All right, I like your movie pitch. All right, what about the third act?
That's the picture. That was your pitch. And guess what? It might sell.
And then this 90-year-old man and his one-year-old penis saved Christmas.
Because he finds a bag of money.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone, from both of us. Ah, from both of us. That's his penis.
It talks. Yeah. A little tiny.
Yeah. They give it a little mouth.
Do you want to? Oh God, you're just. God damn it. Here's what I'd like to do. Okay, you want to be the? You want to be two people? We did this last week. Hold on. Oh, there you go. Look at that. One step ahead of me. We did a bit last week with Paul F. Tompkins where I say to you, there's a scene in...
I don't care for him.
Neither do we. Don't like, I'm the guy who doesn't defend anybody. I don't like him either. Paul F. Tompkins, he listens to the show. Let's give him a little bit of his jingle. Paul, do you listen? Paul, it's Todd. I love Paul F. Tompkins.
Well,
there's no use denying it.
He was so nice, he would Twitter DM'd me and said he enjoyed me on this show, and that made my whole week.
Did it really?
My whole week was made. Sandwiches tasted better, the sun shone brighter, but not so bright that it burnt me. It was wonderful. It was the best. It was the best.
Oh, Jesus.
The air smelled sweet, like I was in a rich neighborhood, but I wasn't. I was in Glendale. So anyway, I appreciated
what?
That, Paul.
Look at you, Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
We're here with
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins. Get some reverb. Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Maybe pretend you're at you're doing a read for a voiceover and you just have to say his name over and over again until they tell you thumbs down.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Sing it.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Sing it a little, you know.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Sing it old school. Old school.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, a little happy. You're a little happy.
Paul F. Tompkins.
A little happier.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, happy. Jazzy happy.
Paul F. Tompkins.
There you go. I like it. We're
Paul
running.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah.
Paul F. Tompkins.
I'll be in the booth.
God!
She gets so carried away. That's the way I first minute I turned into a bit. I'm like, yeah, all right, you were so good. Do you know how fun you were? Like, oh, this is why this girl makes $2 million a year doing voiceovers. To then, oh, that's why she doesn't make $10 million. If she would just shut the let everyone listen. You be the guy in the booth giving her direction, and then you be one night. There's a story where you went on for 3 minutes. And you wouldn't. No one could stop you. You were like, so. You're like, it's a creative process. Mm-hmm. So you'd be directing her, Paul. You know,
All right, Eliza, we just need to get Paul F. Tompkins'
name. Got it,
name,
Richie. Got it.
Sung, you know, just give us two or three takes, and we'll make it work from there.
Two or three takes. Okay, Richie. All right.
I mean, we have someone coming in, like, in about 5 minutes, so just go ahead, two, three quick
no
takes.
No problem.
Hey, Jerry. You can't hear this because you're a bigger. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
You can't yell at these. Big woman, she's an artist.
I'll teach her. I'll treat her with a kid gloves.
Listen to her doing her exercise.
All right.
She takes it seriously.
Tita,
shut
tita,
up for a second and listen.
Tita,
she's a maniac.
Tita, Tita, Jimmy's in the jam jar. Jimmy's in the jam jar. Papa who? Papa who? Where Papa go? Where Papa go?
Listen to her.
Peepa.
She thinks
in the pee-pee
she's
pot.
Doing something.
Look, I've worked with all the best, and they all have a little bit of a weird ceremony they do before.
Pee-pee in the pee-pee pot. So silly, Sammy.
She's
so silly, Sammy.
Listen. Listen to her.
I'm listening. Hey, let me. I got to talk to her. Eliza, we're ready to record whenever you are.
I've been ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Paul F. Tompkins.
Great. Give us one. Give us one more.
One
more. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, I like that at the end there. Maybe one more with a little bit more of that syrup at the end.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
We got it. Great.
Paul F. Tompkins. Wait, I got more. Okay. Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, that's amazing.
Paul F. Tompkins. Simon Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins.
Eliza, what's
great? Paul F. Tompkins. Simon Tompkins. Simon Tompkins. Simon Tompkins.
No, Paul F.
Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins. Ha, ha, ha. I think we got it, Richie. I think we. Palatankins! Palatankins! Palatankins!
Did you set up a boombox in the recording studio?
Paul F. Tompkins, 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 Paul F. Tompkins,
Paul F. Tompkins, Paul F. Tompkins, Paul F. Tompkins, Paul F. Tompkins, the Paul F. Tompkins song.
Paul F. Tompkins, you know him very well. He is a tall man, but shorter than hell. He's so wide that he's very, very small. And he's twice as short as he is tall.
Paul F. Tompkins, la 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 la. Paul F. Tompkins, la 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 la.
My friend Paul F. Tompkins, he's a very good friend to me. He comes and does the serious shows and silly ones as well. I think he's great, I think he's nice, I think he's very special. But I wouldn't have the way to tell him except in this song.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, he wears a fancy suit. Paul F. Tompkins, he's very funny to boot. Paul F. Tompkins, he'll come and do your show. Paul F. Tompkins, if you get 300 bros. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
Let me tell you something about this song of mine. I don't have any more lyrics, but I don't want the song to end. So maybe I deliver something that doesn't really rhyme. But are we still, we all still get to sing the song that goes like this, even though I lead into it bad.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
He is the man from Philly, and he does call me the best. But if you ask me this, he suits a single breast. If he was really as natty as he would like to say, that suit would have a double breast every single day.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da da da.
Why don't you sing out your ugly face?
If you say, whoa, what? If you say he's not so dapper, well, you're talking trash. He's very, very fancy, and he has a nice mustache. I think that he is quite a special guy. Always with the suit, and yes, always with the tie.
Paul F. Tompkins, da 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 da.
Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
If you like this Paul so much, why don't you live with him? All you do is talk about this Paul F. Tompkins. I swear to God, if I hear his voice one more time in my house, I'm going to kick you out and I'm going to start wearing blouse.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
Well, each time I think of all these stupid fights, where you think I go on those Thursday and Sunday nights? That is where I'm going, and I hardly ever sleep, because Paul F. Tompkins is very, very sweet.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
So you go to Paul's house what, twice a week? That's not enough to give you all you need from meat. Because I know you're home with me five of the times a week. You and me laying down in between the sheets. I love you, Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da. Paul F. Tompkins, la da 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 da.
I would like to take this opportunity to remember about Paul F. Tompkins and individual stories we have. I just want to go down memory lane.
Rest in peace, Paul F. Tompkins.
Let's make the bit happy.
Oh, Paul F. Paul Tompkins, F. Tompkins celebrating another year.
Let's tell stories. We're going to tell our favorite Paul F. Tompkins stories. Don't tell me he's not listening to the show. Come on, Paul. You think we're not going to throw you a lot of love?
Now, almost everybody out there has a recounting of a run-in they had with Paul F. Tompkins, but today we have a few people with some special stories they'd like to share here today with us, and I'd like to go ahead and open the floor to those special people.
Would you like reverb?
No, this is fine.
I got a story.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and share that story there?
My grandmother's barn, well, it was falling apart awful bad, and we were going to lose the whole farm, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what to do, and then this man came walking down the road, and he just showed up at our door and said...
Now, Eliza, something tells me he was a dapper man.
Real dapper. Pinstriped suit, pocket square, a vest to match. I'd never seen anything like it. I asked my grandmother, what is he? She said, he's a friend. He went out back, rolled up those shirt sleeves, fixed that barn with his own hammer and nail. Didn't even worry me that he carried a hammer and nail in that bag with him. But he fixed our barn, and then he put on a show, raised enough money to fix and save the whole farm.
Paul F. Tompkins.
And now my grandmother, well, she still lives there. We call that barn Paul's Barn.
Now, if that story were about anybody but Paul F. Tompkins, it'd be hard to believe. But right here, I think today, I can speak for all of us when we say, hey, that doesn't even begin to cover the Paul F. Tompkins experience.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Now, we got another story here from somebody who wants to testify about the power of Paul F. Tompkins. Why don't you go ahead and regale us with your tale of Tompkins?
Mm-hmm.
Another classic tale of Paul.
I don't know if
Tompkins.
I took that bit in a good direction. I want you not to disown me as a friend because you're doing this brilliant bit and then I throw shit at it. It's like, I apologize. The only thing I can do is be aware and hope that the chorus comes in perfectly. The minute I'm done talking, I hope the Paul F. Jingle choir comes in. Paul F. Tompkins. Fade out. I want to say before we're done talking about Paul F. Tompkins, because obviously he does listen to the show, and I hope he knows we played him a trick. You know, look, we're sending a lot of love his way, and I don't want him to think that we'd like to write a song, and we could do it. It's called "There's Nothing the Matter with You," and we have the chorus. So you throw to the chorus whenever you want it. But there's nothing the matter with you. You wear your nice suits. You know, the wiser after the way the song is, there's something the matter with you. If we were going to write a song about Paul F. Tompkins, there's nothing the matter with him. You sing your verse, you throw to the chorus. Would you like to go first?
Well,
there's nothing the matter with you. You wear your... I don't... I like the idea of the bit, but I don't want to start.
There's nothing the matter with you. You came in here tonight. You gave us some drinks. You gave us delight. There's nothing the matter with you. You got a podcast. There's nothing the matter with you. It's going to last. Cause there's nothing the matter with you.
Why won't you listen? Show some self-respect. Hey. Get yourself together. Act like an adult. Hey. You have some good qualities. Find out what they are. Do those things from now on.
Oh, that's a nicer way to look at it.
You walk down the street, happy as can be, just looking for a place to be, thinking that, hey, the world sees me as great as I see the world. And sometimes there's maybe a cat or a dog, or you might walk past a tiny little frog, and you might think that you're not going fast, but hey, what's that? A snail that you just passed, cause there's nothing the matter with you.
Hey, everything's okay. Hey, you're perfectly fine.
Hey,
in every single way.
Hey,
you have got no problems. Go and live your lives. Everything is all right.
Hey!
Paul F. Tompkins, we hope with that song. It was a little thing that I just put together with the music on one track. And
Paul
that,
F. Tompkins, 1975 to 2004.
I'll never forget.
Walking down the street. You know,
I remember saying, let's all tell Paul F. Tompkins stories, but we're so eager to talk about him, we interrupt each other. We talk over each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we back down and let the other person take the lead.
Okay, okay. Can
I tell a story about Paul F. Tompkins?
Okay, go ahead. No, but you should
No, you got it. My story, a lot. Seriously,
I think we let
Paul F. Tompkins. He was such a good friend of mine.
I've got a great one to start with.
Can I just, if you let me go first, I'm a good listener.
I'll let you
let me go first. I'm a good listener.
I'm stopping talking now. I'm stopping talking.
Okay.
If you let me go. Okay, well, if you stop talking, I'm afraid you might use it to talk about Paul
Tompkins. That reminds me of Paul Tompkins.
No, I wanted to.
No,
I wanted to. I have a story. I have a story. I have a story. I wrote a song. I wrote a song about him, okay?
Oh, really?
What's the song?
Go ahead. Let's be very quiet while he sings. God, son of a bitch. God damn it. You called me. Oh.
What is it?
I'll tell you what it is. I did write a song about him. I'd like to sing it right now. I'm going to do my... I'll tell you what... Oh, you motherfuckers. You think you cornered me. I'll tell you what I'm going to fucking do. I'm going to do my impersonation of Ian. And it's gonna, you're gonna shit in your pants.
Again?
That is part of the impersonation.
I'm gonna do my impersonation of Ian singing Fever. Then you tell
Peggy
as
Lee.
You.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna do it as
I
you.
I love to
yeah.
see it.
Would you?
It would brighten my day.
If there's any chance during this song for you as you to say it doesn't sound like me, it
would
bring me a lot of joy.
I'll say it every 35 seconds at least.
So here you okay, back. So listen, I will do you. I'm on the why, man.
I'd like to see you try.
Oh, you think you're that hard to do?
That's right.
In this righteous voice you want me to do? This
I don't care which voice you do. They're all signature.
I'm going to pick a character that you... Well, I'm going to pick one of your characters, but I'm going to do you.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to add a layer to it. I'm not going to do you. I'm going to do you in a character that you would do.
Madame Tussaud over here making wax figurines of the art I bring to the world. I'd love to see you try. No, but really, this is going to be great.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here I go.
Thank you.
Okay, here I go. Get ready to shit your pants.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Fever when you touch me. Fever when you hold me tight.
Oh, my God.
Fever when you kiss me. Fever both day and night. You give me fever.
You guys done?
That doesn't sound like me.
That sounds
oh, really?
Exactly
listen,
like you.
No, it does not.
Listen to this. Listen up close.
My name is Ian Carmel, and I'm from Beaverton, Oregon. Doesn't matter how many times you ask me, boy, I'll sell you the same again. My name is Ian. Ian! Ian George Carmel.
That sounds exactly like me.
You want to give me a little credit?
That doesn't sound like me.
Ian,
no.
Ian.
You sound like Sean Patton.
Eliza.
Yeah?
Eliza Skinner.
Yeah?
I'm going to do an impersonation of you right now.
I don't think there's much...
I'm
going to
do the way you can hit the high notes.
I bet your impression of her will sound more like me than your impression of me did. Schmuck.
I do you good too.
I have a hard time believing you can do my voice.
Oh, really? Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, what's
John Smith and Pocahontas.
You want to fucking apologize?
Had a very sad affair.
Hold on. I want that to be so good that I'm going to make an edit.
Okay, sorry.
We never make it. No. It's my fault. I talked over you, but sometimes we just leave it all in because it's part of the fun. Once in a while, I love to just give something a clean. Okay, here we go. So I will. What was the bit we're doing?
That you can do an impression of me.
By the way, you guys seriously are. What time is it? So I have a basis of.
It's 1 in the morning. We don't.
On Wednesday.
What time is it?
It's 9:51.
It's like cartoons.
Can we go to 10:30?
Go to 10:30. Is that okay?
Okay. All right, here we go.
The song's gonna sound kind of weird.
It's okay. Right. Okay. Okay. So you'll fade out of it. Okay. I'll tell you what. Okay. I know what I'll do. Yeah. I'll give you a chance. Ready? Tell me when. Start. I'll start. Why would he fade out again? What's happening? No, I was listening and there was a song. Well, we had a little technical glitch. But guess the best part is Aristotle gets this shit fixed quickly.
The devil got a hold of the recording equipment.
So we just returned back to the fever sketch.
Sketch.
Oh, I'm doing it. I think we were right when I was going to do an impersonation of you.
Oh, no, not me. I thought you were going to do Ian.
I can do you.
He wasn't really doing me.
He sounded exactly like
you. I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think I sounded like
no!
you?
No! I can't wait to hear it again, to hear how much you sound.
Can you do me a favor? Can you play back me doing him? Now, I want you to talk right now. Go la 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 la.
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 No music. Watch.
La 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 la.
That, come on, that sounds
la, so... La 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 la. My name is Ian. Ach, no!
That sounds so much like you!
No, he's like doing that thing where he says the person's name, where they're like, oh, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. It doesn't sound like
that
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That doesn't sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And that doesn't sound like Ian Carmel.
That sounded exactly like you.
That does not sound like
not me. Not at all.
No!
Count it.
It sounds the same in that it's masculine.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen to me.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Ian. No! God, stop! No! It doesn't work at all!
Do you think I sound like, be honest, like okay. Eliza right now, just singing just about the days of the week or yeah, the months of the year? I'll sing the months of the year. Tell me if you think I sound like her. I want to know what your ear's like.
I'll tell you.
January, February, March, and yeah! What?
You think that sounded like her?
No.
I don't think it sounded like me.
It sounded like a crude.
Well, I have news for you guys. It was you.
What?
Yeah, you were doing it. I totally break the bit to make you look stupid. You morons, it was you. You were
no
doing
way.
It. It was coming out of your mouth. What, who am I working with here? Oh God, we gotta go in for the close. That takes like a half an hour. So I like to say right now, let's go in for the descent. A lot of fun. What can I do here out of my list that I didn't play?
Todd, can I request a song?
Seriously?
Yeah, and I know, and look, if you don't have the song, then don't play and say, just Troy, next time, whatever. But in all seriousness, my favorite song, it's Frank Sinatra. It's called Night and Day. If you have it in any way,
shut up.
Song, no, I swear to God, it's my favorite song. And if you don't have it, it's okay.
We have a version of it, but it's the night Frank Sinatra forgot some of the words.
Look, any version of that song is my favorite
version. No, I don't want to do this bit. I like the bit as he's in his phone. He's just a guy. I don't like to make it really him because he really did go through Alzheimer's, so it doesn't matter. We'll leave this part in. But so it's just you go to see it. Oh, why do I overly talk?
We go to see a 31-year-old Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Yeah. And he forgets the words.
Yeah.
By the way, first, before we do this bit, I really do want to – I'm having this realization with people like – and I'm not one of those people, oh, there's no good music today, because there is good music today. It's a different world.
Have you heard Bruno Mars before? Bruno Mars.
Is it true on your CD you wrote a polka-like song? How much you like? Be honest. Is that true?
Yeah.
You wrote like a polka,
It's a Bruno Mars.
Can we play it?
Okay.
Well, where did you get that?
See him there at the Super Bowl, singing his heart out. See him there at the Super Bowl, I start to shout, hey, that's Bruno Mars, and I want him in my house. So I'm going to kidnap him and put him in my basement. And I don't care if the police come, because I have got a shotgun. And if they want to send tear gas down, I'm going to withstand the tear gas, because I got a gas mask I bought at the Army surplus store. Bruno Mars is going to be my wife.
I like it.
Wow.
No, that's really good.
You wrote that yourself?
That's really good.
And help.
Oh, okay, hey guys, you brought somebody in.
Guys, yeah.
Guys, okay,
guys.
Okay.
That's a professional.
Hold on. Take your headsets off. Take your headsets off. He's been low. Now, he's been, not you, but you put yours on. He's been a little down on the dumps. Overly compliment him for the song. That's really good.
It was really wow.
Is it like indie?
Yeah. No, I definitely, I had an early Strokes sort of feeling.
I did too.
Yeah.
By the way, you be the girl that you complimented, but it sounds like insults. Like you go, oh
yeah,
my God,
it sounded like good, like amazing.
Yeah.
Like it was like if you were looking for music that you really loved more than other music, it would be like that.
Did you like it?
Oh, it was good.
Well, I know you liked it.
No, I loved it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But really, you actually liked it?
No, it was my favorite.
What? You played the magic word. You said favorite. That's our magic word. We get to play this. Oh, Jake. Jake, not this. This is so embarrassing.
This would be funny if it wasn't so pathetic, Todd.
Okay, listen, here's what we're going to close the show with.
Why you keep him around?
I'm so excited right now. I'm so excited, I'll tell you why. But I'm totally genuine.
It's a spaceship.
The Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
By the Podcasters Association of America.
That is true, and I don't make that up. Those jingles are true. Seriously, a guy with a badge. Anyway, so I realized that we have to close with you doing Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
And I am so excited. And then... we're going to also, you two are going to find a song to do a duet to. So we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And I want to make sure everyone's is everybody's doing very well. You're doing well?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing well?
Oh, yeah.
You make me want to say things that I don't normally say.
Jesus.
You know, like, you're a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? Like, that's not like... like, you're so enjoyable, you know? Like,
that's nice.
I did say it indirectly, but it would like, but why do I have to make it into a joke? Because the truth is, I'm serious. Like, you're just like, holy fuck, you're fun to be with. You know?
Not like most of these stuffy motherfuckers here.
How about that fucking Jen Kirkman comes
that
in here
Jen
like
Kirkman
a pile of shit?
Come and you think she's got all the answers.
Jen Kirkman.
Hello, my name's Jennifer Kirkman. I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts.
This is
no, you
me
make
out.
Her look
that
like.
That sounds exactly like
Jen,
her.
Jen Kirkman, right?
I'll do a Jen. wonder if there's an Italian song about Jen Kirkman.
There's not!
Jen. Jen. Do a bad, bad thing. Do a bad, bad thing. I'll do a bad, bad thing. I want to do a bad, bad thing to Jen.
Jen.
I'll do a bad.
I want to do bad things with you.
Jen Kirkman, I'm coming after you. I can't hear it in the headphones.
Heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but
hey, Jen,
as much is true.
I got my pants at my ankles, and I'm walking towards your street.
Bad things with you.
Jen, imagine it. Imagine it, Jen. Imagine it. I'd be nice. I'd come over. We wouldn't even have to fool around. Oh, they're not bad things like that. I just mean I do bits till 3 in the morning.
Without pants on.
Yeah, without pants.
You're wearing a nice short.
I want to do bad. That's a funny bit, mate. Why does the bad thing have to be?
I want to do bad.
Yeah, why does it have to? By the way, when he says bad things, I think he means I want to make
like a real short bangs.
Yeah.
Thing.
Right.
Yeah, like handing scissors. Troy,
what are you lurching
like
over?
I just feel like
first.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
Todd,
bad.
I feel like you were being disrespectful, to Jen Kirkman from the I Seem Fun podcast.
Jen Kirkman wouldn't know a podcast.
Jen Kirkman wouldn't know her ass from the hole in the ground.
Jen Kirkman.
She's dead to me. Jen Kirkman.
Oh, Jen Kirkman.
Yeah, Jen.
Oh,
I like
sure.
her. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
I want to end nice.
You know, I work with Jen Kirkman, and every day I see her, it like, brightens me up a little bit.
Jen, by the way, this was in the, I saw it on YouTube, this was like, oh wait, maybe this is really, they said it was old rap, but I think this is just impersonating old rap. Or was this rap?
No, it was rap.
Right now,
in what year?
Music.
This is 1989.
Can I ask you a question? Can you bring that real soft in the background? Do you know how now when, like, you look at Frank Sinatra compared to Elvis,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't seem, it's almost from the same era. Like one, they both did ballads and one had a different voice, but it's not that far off.
Right. You know, when Elvis was a little more upbeat. Yeah.
It was a little more upbeat. But now when you look back on it 30, 40 years later, you're like, yeah, it's still, it's both from an era. And you could see Frank doing so many Elvis songs, and Elvis did so many Frank songs. So it wasn't that different. Although in its time, it was. Well, what makes us think, and I say the same thing all the time, that's not the same now. Like, when the new music comes along, everybody thinks it's so... But if you just stop and you go, okay, most music prop... Look, I'm not implying the 50s and the 60s and 40s, but music was... being produced in a different way than
yeah.
it is today. There was a different, because we're more...
Well, you're wondering why we know this is old rap music?
Yeah, but no, but my question is, there's still good music out there.
Yeah.
There's still good music out there. So I wonder if the new music today that some people start going, oh, this new music, they don't like it, when they look back, it's like, it's not that different.
It's not that different.
Does that make any sense
well,
at all?
I mean, you can tell, this from the early 90s. I mean, if you turn it up a little bit, I mean, like, just hear the lyrics, you can tell it's from the early 90s.
This is my grandmother.
Yeah. Ha-ha,
no,
yeah.
No, not playing the music.
1991, yeah.
I feel like that's the giveaway.
President Bush, the first President Bush. I just assume there's going to be another President Bush. Yeah, I'll put it in your tush. That's Yiddish for butt, girl. I speak Yiddish because I just went to a bar mitzvah for my cousin. He's a Jew, 13 years old, born in 1979. That's when he was born. Yeah, doing the time. 1991. That's what the year is, 1991.
Smoking icky, and I'm smoking the weed. I do it every single day. It's what I need. That's just what I do. I am the guy who's high like you.
You.
Got a lula denoi to Ramah Shemo Yachda Baruch Atar Anoi Eloheinu Mel Chalam Yachim Shalech Buch.
1991, speaking Hebrew and shit. And that's how you know this song is a hit. It's 1991, America's full of Jews. Look around you, Jews. Everyone you see is a Jew.
Can we go? Now we go to watch Frank Sinatra. By the way, we're going to go into a bit, then we're going to take a break, decide our twos. Here's what we're going to do.
Don't you tell us what we're going to do.
What? What did you say?
That's my favorite thing you guys have done.
Whoa. That was everything to me
rap.
Is.
Yeah. I tried to put a little Cypress Hill in there.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk it out so we know we have an agenda. We're going to, what were we just
liberal
going to
agendas,
do?
Liberal agenda.
Okay, we're going to go watch this guy that he forgets the words to a song. You can hear us in the crowd like, I think you forgot the words. Okay, I don't know. I always try to turn things into bits, but that's what this is. And then we're going to take a break. The minute the song's over, the audience is going to hear it fade out. Maybe they'll hear a little something. We come back, and we're going to have you do a song and Eliza do a song. Mm-hmm. And that's our close tonight. And that's why we're taking a break, so they can find a song they could do. We know you're doing Fiddler on the Roof, and I couldn't be more excited. And I want you to sell it like a motherfucker.
Mm.
You listen to me, you pile of shit.
Taking him to
you
church.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah, break me down so I can build it up.
Yeah, you. Yeah, you listen. You'll listen to me.
You take me to hell, and I'll fly him up to heaven.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You fucking do it right, okay?
Yeah,
blockhead, you fucking bonehead. Let me tell you something, you cretin dimwit dork dumbbell. You're gonna fucking do this bit right, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right, you dunce, you ignoramus, okay? You're gonna fucking wait, what's the bit we're doing? That's how bad. This is horrible. It's embarrassing. What was the bit?
Call me a mealy mouth apple, John.
No, why am I calling you names?
You wing ding, you apple slice.
Yeah, that's what I deserve.
Why are we calling you this? Because
call me a yogurt brain mung monkey.
You yogurt brain mung monkey. Let me tell you something, you nick and poop out the lunch, dear, you simpleton pinhead ninny. Why am I calling you these names? Oh, shit. Oh, I get it. It always reminds me when I get my massage.
God, would you do that again, but then you randomly throw in one awful, real bad word?
But hold
at
on.
The end?
Yeah, but hold on. What was the bit we were getting to? I remember just pulling.
We were
these
getting me ready to do Fiddler on the Roof.
You were telling me better do good. Oh,
right,
at
right, right,
it.
Good. Okay, thank you. So that's what we were doing. Let's go back to that bit. And I found these words in the trash from a bit we did before you got here. So now let me go right back to the bit because now I can commit better. So you're going to sing Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, I'm going to do the best I can.
Well, let me tell you something. You better fucking do good. You make me look like a fucking asshole. My audience depends on me, you fucking blockhead, bonehead fucking. Let me tell you something, you dimwit dork doorbell. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Don't be a dunce. Do the song right. Give it everything. Don't be an Ingram.
Yeah. Don't be a Laura Ingalls Wilder out there.
You can't yell at someone and say,
you dork on the prairie.
Everybody tells you they don't mind that you got a little house, but they like the big houses more.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you both. Fuck. So let's go watch Frank Sinatra. Hey, by the way, I want to start this as really listening to it. Like, lower the lights a little. Because this is, I've said this before in the show. 10 years ago, I knew who Elvis was. I didn't really care. And again, this goes into it. This goes into it. Not saying I'm one of those people. Oh, there's no music like then. No, there's great music today too. But from
Bruno Mars, have you heard Bruno Mars?
From
he's great.
From that, by the way, that's the best lighting you've ever had in the room. Whatever you just did, whatever that color is, it's crazy. It's like orange almost and blue.
I feel like I'm in a Black Eyed Peas video.
Well, you are.
Ooh, or a Bruno Mars video.
Yeah.
Scaletta.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. So hold on. Okay, so we're gonna go see. I like. Okay, so we're gonna go see. But I want you to really appreciate it because in the last 2 or 3 years, I really started playing it, and certain times I'll hear a song and I go, "Oh, that's what people were talking about," and Sinatra was like, "You go, oh, really? 20 years ago, Todd, you didn't know Sinatra was great?" Yeah, I did. But lately I started listening to the songs and go, that's the year I would have wanted to see him. I think he was probably like 60, but his voice was really, and he just, that fucking, it was exciting, that type of thing to watch. And and same thing with Elvis. Like, I really can get into that production and the band, like the band, you know, they followed them and had hard outs, and you know what I mean? Like, they really, so anyway, so let's sort of close our eyes and maybe enjoy it, and then it'll turn into the bit. But I really do, for people at home, are you, put some reverb in my voice so I can get them to do what I want more with reverb. So we're going to see Frank. And, there's our seat. Let's act like we're looking for our seats.
You've had 2 cocktails.
No, I'm fine. Classic.
No, the
what's your seat number?
The crowd's at 2.
I'm
F-26.
Can you guys make background crowd noise like we're waiting for the show to start?
Oh, I think I'm down there, actually. No, excuse me. Excuse me. I need to just get in here. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Eliza.
Pardon me. Excuse me.
By the way, stop. 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 Turn my rear room off. I give you guys an A motherfucking plus for your background noises. It got good and it got good quick. And boy did it make the bit better. And you know why? Because everybody did it. Sometimes, you know, people over there, oh, I don't need it. You're needed. Because I felt the warmth in the room. Because, man, you guys did that. And what, listen what happens. Listen to the theater of the mind. We're walking into a theater. Frank Sinatra, man, that mother- Eliza. Yeah. Liza, where's your seat?
I'm down in F, row F,
oh, I'm sitting
seat
next
26.
Oh, my God, the show's starting.
Oh, okay, we got to go.
The show's starting. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra.
This is Teddy Randazzo. Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you.
Picture you're in the theater.
Over you.
Second row. He's looking at us.
I want you to want me. I need you so badly. Can't think of anything but you. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head. Day and night. Night and day and night. Day and
wrong
night.
Or right.
Night and day and night. Wrong or right. Day and night. Night and day and night.
Hey, guys, meet me outside. Come into the lobby.
Yeah, come into the lobby.
This isn't
how...
Shut the door. I think... Can you hear what's going on in that theater?
He just keeps going.
He's saying the same words over and over.
It took me like 2 minutes to realize it. He's... Listen, just listen to what...
I think it was written that way.
Well,
Troy, there's no way it was written.
Troy, okay, let's maybe... Hold on, shut up. Maybe the song's about to end and we're jumping the gun. Hold on.
Okay.
Open the door.
Okay,
open
let's
the
go
door.
Back in.
Day and day and night. Wrong or right. Day and night. Night and day and
definitely
night.
Written this way.
Wrong or right.
Troy might be
day
right.
Day and night. Night and day
no,
and
go back,
night.
Let's go back in the lobby. Wrong let's go back in the lobby.
Guys, come in the lobby. Eliza.
Maybe they ran...
Come on out of here. Walk away from here. Come over here near the concession.
Maybe they ran out of rhyming words. I don't know.
I'll take a raisinettes. Well, one raisinettes.
There's no way the song was written like this.
Can I tell you why it was written like that?
Why? Because you think he's not messing up?
Because this was written by Frank Sinatra when he was 28 years old.
Thank
and
you.
He was living in Alaska where it had a very strange celestial season.
You can keep the change.
Where... the days were lasting an extremely long time, and the night was a very short time.
And
he started going crazy. He stayed up for 4 days.
Day and night, night and day and night, day and night, night and day and night, day and night.
Oh my God.
Day and night and day and night and day.
Todd, I think leave it to the man.
Shut the music off. Every so often, you take a bit down shit street. At least I caught myself. I don't know what I was doing. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to end the show, and we're going to do two great songs. And I'm being prepared to be so entertained. I'm going to sit back and let the two of you do your magic. Is there anything you needed to say before we come back? Because when we come back, we go to the crescendo with two songs. Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
You have plenty of time? You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you drop your girlfriend off at the airport?
She's flying back to Portland right now.
Aww. What's her name?
Amber.
Amber, how long have you guys been dating?
Like a month and a half. But we did, like, it's been an on again, off again thing. We dated all last summer before I moved.
Oh, she's calling into the show, I guess. Oh, she's using the plane phone, I guess. Yeah. Oh, wait. Yo, Jake, you're not kidding around.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing I'm doing good.
Do you miss me?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I miss you. Yeah.
How bad do you miss me?
10 out of 10.
Oh, I miss you 12.
Oh, I miss you 13. I miss you 13.
I miss you 14.
No, I miss you 100 out of 10.
Hey.
Huh.
Hey.
What?
Okay. If you miss me, say you miss me with my special name.
You're a gravy bowl full of cinnamon
butter.
I'm a gravy bowl full of cinnamon butter. I'm pouring all of my flapjacks.
Uh-oh. The flapjacks are too hot.
Oh, the flapjacks are too hot. I had a blow hot. On the flapjack.
Okay, I guess you really miss me.
I do.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, it's not
that like, was gross.
No.
Why?
No, I think, you know what? It wasn't like I expected. You guys are really in love.
I do. I love her a lot.
Yeah, you guys are really in love.
Yeah.
It sounded a little bit at first, but then I thought it was adorable. Like she was maybe being a little needy. But then I realized, oh, she just loves you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
calling
yeah.
in again, I think.
Oh, God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let it go to voicemail. Let it go to voicemail.
Flapjacks, I haven't talked to you for a couple seconds, and I just want you to know that I love you so much. Like the way a dragon loves a cave full of diamonds, or the way a goose loves another goose that's very attractive to that first goose, or the way that... oh, God, somebody's coming over and saying I have to turn off my phone. I thought we could use it from gate to gate now. the way a pig loves, like, a pig's favorite meal or item
There's
of clothing.
Oh, to turn off our cell phones. We would greatly appreciate
it. I love you.
We need somebody in row 12A to please turn your phone off.
Okay, I'm going to pretend my phone is off now.
Okay, ma'am, we're looking at you. We're about ready to take off the plane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We only know how to deal with this. We're
going
to have to take this plane and pull it over.
It's not on.
We will bring authority on here. You need to turn your phone off.
I turned it off. It's just sitting in my lap. It's off now.
Okay.
It's not off.
Okay, we heard you.
What?
Turn your phone off.
It's off. See, look, I turned it off just now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting in extra row at this time, we would like to...
I didn't turn my phone off! Because I still love you!
She has a poet's heart.
We'll take a break. And we... You know how you show that little thing that we give our... You do something great, and I play you out great. Treat you with the respect that you deserve. We'll be right back with the close of the show. How about Eliza and Ian, everybody?
Enjoy!
No, they come in here. Eliza didn't even know we were going to ask her to do shit. I pull her over here. Of course, I won't let her go.
And we are back. And we decided. First of all, thank you. It was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. It was like a treat to watch two of you have
thank
a good
you.
Time. And I want to say hi to the troops.
Oh, we couldn't do this without them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I do know actually somebody. My sister.
Look out now. By the time this show comes out.
I'm an author.
You're
by
an
the
author.
Way, Jake said it. I actually took it, even though he was kidding. It's like he goes, it's book release eve. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's Friday, because this is, but obviously we're recording this on Tuesday. You're hearing it on Friday. It's Author Eve. That's what you did say. It's Author Eve. That even sounds better. Do you think it's wrong, and I don't want you to lie to me, that people should call me Author Glass now? Be honest.
Author Todd Glass.
Author Todd Glass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Arthur Todd Glass?
Arthur Todd
Arthur,
Glass.
Arthur.
Arthur.
Arthur Ash.
Arthur Todd Glass. Arthur Ash.
Arthur Arthur Todd Glass.
Can I call
Glass.
You Art?
Ooh. Oh, that no. That
Art Garfunkel. That's your new name.
Really?
Look at Art Garfunkel over here. Like books.
I appreciate it. You got...
That's a flawless...
In Godfather, he goes, what did I ever do so wrong? What if you guys answered me, like... What?
Well, you know, it's what did not I do so wrong. Well, you did take
the two,
my car
your husband
without
and
asking.
I do what?
You took my car without asking, and I would have loaned it to
you. You didn't give your nephew a birthday present for the first 12 years of his life.
Besides that, what I do?
There's a lot of unreturned phone calls.
Oh, sometimes I forget to call.
You eat garlic and you don't bathe.
Okay. I make a mistake here and there. Besides that, what else?
You ran up so many parking tickets on your grandfather's car that he passed away when he got the bill.
Do you remember when you said that we were going to go to Knott's Berry Farm and that you were going to take us there and pay for us?
Okay,
and then we got there and you didn't have any money and
right.
Charles had to pay?
You said it was lobster
fest
and it wasn't!
I'm a horrible person. I'm a horrible person. I'm horrible. Just everybody... Excuse me, I'm sorry for being a horrible father. I'm sorry. I'm just a horrible person.
Well, you're not that bad.
No, what did I do to you kids? Was
right.
A horrible growing up in a mob with
you're
the family
not.
And the hate and the corruption.
I mean, you're not
that's
so
no,
bad.
There's no way to raise a family.
There were presents most Christmases.
And you know what? It taught us a lot of hard lessons.
What we're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is we are going to sing what we did. Elijah, yes. Eliza.
For whom we leave out the cup, even though he is not here. Always we open the door and leave a glass of wine for Elijah the prophet.
Eliza Skinner, thank you for stopping by. You know, you were, I say, you know the way I feel. No, you
thanks
were a
for
lot
having
of fun.
Me.
You're welcome.
You too.
Plus Ian Carmel, what a treat.
Ian, you. So they decided they're going to do Fiddler on the Roof, If I Was a Rich Man, and they're going to do it together. And, you know, they've never done it before, to George Carlin. You'd think, oh, we took a break. We just decided, you know what, they'll both sing it. Whatever happens is great. Ladies and gentlemen, Fiddler on the Roof!
For a rich man, idle diddle 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Idle idle diddle 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with the rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the damsel here, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud call, like a clear from the guard in the squawk, would loud like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say he lives a wealthy
man.
Oy, if I were a rich man, idle diddle 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Idle diddle 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 dum. If I were a very very rich, idle diddle man, I'd see.
my wife, my Golda, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin. Supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Boy, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town would come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebatelia, pardon me, Rebatelia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eye. One bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have a time that I lack. Sit in the synagogue and pray. And maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all.
Aye. If I were a rich man,
be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.